I don't know. We'll find out.
Are we live?
We're live. Yes, we're live.
Are you sure?
Yeah. This is the real life.
Episode 126.
175.
175.
That number is up there. That's high.
That's a high number.
Yeah. Get in there.
I feel like we just did 100.
Do you?
Was that the last time I was on?
Probably.
We could actually look back, but yeah. Oh,
that sounds like a lot of work, Andy.
It does. I did have to scroll back onto our feed on the website just to see if what was our anniversary date for the Crippled System. I knew it was in November. I just couldn't remember the specific date.
Yeah. But, well, it makes sense. It was probably the weekend after War Machine Weekend that year.
It was close to it. Yeah.
I guess. So, hello in TV land.
Oh, yeah. We're
like the introductions. Live. Well, this is really good.
Well, we didn't know for sure if we were live. We can exit host mode again and try from the scratch.
Try it again.
I could.
We had some cable issues and some double intro video issues, but I think they're all resolved now.
The best part is I had to reinitialize my webcam because I unplugged it.
You did.
That's unfortunately, true. After the girl stream.
Ah. So. Anyway, episode 175.
Yes. Not Prime, obviously.
No, because it's a 5.
Correct.
And that's how that works.
Yes.
It was a 5 or 0 or an even number.
You see they upgraded the sieve to make it easier for computers to do so they can find larger prime numbers faster? It's exciting.
Did they?
Yeah. You know the... I'm blanking on his name, but it's such and such a sieve. An old Greek.
Myers.
No. Sieve like a strainer, not short for civilization.
So what do they get Gandhi to do?
Like flour goes through the sieve. Oh, okay. Yeah, Gandhi gets pissed off and just smashes all the numbers except the prime numbers because they're immune to
them. I prefer...
So anything Gandhi doesn't destroy is a prime number.
Sid Meier Pirith?
Yeah.
Why would you build a computer to do that? I guess I don't know what the purpose of
to smash numbers.
Mathematicians really give a shit about prime numbers. Yeah. There's no reason for them to give a shit about
but
it.
They do.
Like the biggest current one is like a million digits long, and they keep wanting to find bigger prime numbers.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, much like money, well, money makes a lot of people excited, but especially you. Any amount of money, even like 30 cents, makes you really excited because you're an accountant. Even worthless prime numbers get mathematicians really excited. No one knows why.
Because, you know, they're
prime.
It's like butterfly collectors seeing a new butterfly. It's not functionally useful. They're just excited to see one in the wild.
Well, I'm guessing that it's functionally useful in the environment.
Is it?
The butterfly or the...
The butterfly.
Depends on the butterfly.
Probably true.
There might be some shitty, worthless butterflies.
Maybe. I don't know.
They don't pollinate shit. They don't. No, they just kind of flap around being stupid.
The shitty, worthless butterflies are like the moths.
Like, why do people hate moths?
Yeah, I like moths.
Like, they're just night butterflies, but people hate them.
They're the only ones I don't care about catching and putting back outside. Everything else that flies in my house, I kill it.
Moths are just like, hey, buddy, out you go.
Yeah.
Weird. Because moths are like, they're flapping and they're just like, ah, fucking moth, and I'll smash that guy. And then their moth dust gets everywhere, and it's the worst.
Yeah, they do get dust everywhere. Butterflies get dust on them, too. That's why you're not supposed to pick them up by their wings.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Use my feet to pick them up. It always works.
Speaking of dust, it is funny seeing the imprints of birds when they smash into your window.
Oh, jeez.
Is funny the right term?
It's kind of funny.
We saw a bird that looked like it had flown into the window and was dying.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
What happens when you fly into a window?
At high speed?
Oh, look, you snap your neck and it's bad for you. Who'd have guessed?
And I'm Andy.
I'm here for the bread.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we have bread. Should we start cutting bread?
Introductions.
Right.
I'm Jeremy, and I used to play Red.
Used to play Red?
I mostly play Overwatch now.
Not well.
Well, I don't play Red well either, so it's not like that changed at all.
No, you lost to cricks and pigs. That's how garbage you are.
Heard... I need to write up the battle report. Our game was really good. My game against Travis, that was the last actual game I played, was really unfortunate because we don't have a lot of cricks in our meta. And we just sat down, and I didn't know what any of his models did at all, even a little bit. And then that game ended because I died.
Coven are pretty good.
Yeah. Well, so are all of the other things he was using, as it turned out.
The last message we got was like 10 minutes ago saying we were alive. I don't know if it's still true.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder.
Tor, type something.
Every 5 minutes, tell us whether we're alive or not. We don't know.
We know.
My name is Katie.
I have an unpowered mic.
I baked the bread.
Is my mic even working?
Unless it's...
Did you mute me, Andy?
No, I'm not.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless the bread's bad, in which case Nathan made it.
Your that's turn. Fair.
Torts isn't hard to hear.
But. Yeah.
That's probably, I mean, that's maybe it's a bonus for everyone.
Maybe.
That Jeremy is almost unhearable.
Nobody likes the butt of the thing.
I'm not giving
I
it
do.
I want the I butt. Like the butt. I want the butt.
Are
butt.
You shitting me?
Yeah, the butt's the best part.
It is. I'll get the other butt.
Yeah, see, there you go, butts.
Well, I can't count the other butt because then the whole loaf is.
We're going to eat the whole loaf. All
right, that's fine.
Are you?
Yeah, obviously.
What the fuck? That's just a quarter of a loaf each. We'll go through that.
All right. But Katie brought butter.
Okay, there are five of us. I don't know how that's a quarter of a loaf. I don't know what's going on.
Because some of us don't get to eat a whole quarter of a loaf.
I don't know.
Someone messed with the mic here.
Professional.
There's this, and there's a knife. We should probably shut that window since someone does go to yard work now.
What is happening?
I actually need the knife to cut more bread. So we've done buttering.
We're professionals, you guys.
I'm still live. I'm just quiet and echoey. I think he's picking me up on other people's mics.
This is
a you're
thing.
Just ecky. You're not echoey.
Well, no, you corrected that.
You're what's etchy? Isn't ecky like a type of...
Oh, I guess it's echo.
That's a type of hentai or something, right? Isn't it like... No, yaoi is guy.
Huh?
Categories of hentai. What? Oh, I thought you were complaining that there was too much butter.
No.
There was not enough. Also, you're mangling the shit.
I know.
Well, the butter's not soft.
Yeah.
I tried my best.
We tried.
How do you not? How, you failed at getting
we
him soft butter.
Before we came over, that was her best.
All right, this is acceptable. All right, there you go.
Shh.
Hi, everybody.
All right.
Well, I hope it's good now that you.
Now that you mangled it.
Oh, actually, ECCHI. It's like softcore. It's like softcore hentai. So
hopefully,
like panty shots and stuff. Not full
better.
On pixelated
you
tentacles.
You need to be quiet so they can tell me if my microphone's working, Nathan. Tort, tell me if my microphone's working. All right, more breaths, Brandy.
I don't think it is.
Nathan says that I'm not being picked up by the mic. Are you sure? No, I said it to Andy. Are you sure I'm not muted or something?
No, you're not.
You can see it moving over there.
You can see it right here.
Hello in TV land. That's way quieter than I usually am, let's be honest. I look like Katie on that little...
Do you want to share a mic?
Yeah, that'll work. It's fine. Katie and I can share.
This bread is yummy, Katie.
Thank you.
This is for you, Andy.
I'm glad I got an end piece because it has lots of crispy crust, which is very caramelized and delicious, and that's how people eat bread.
You're not just saying that because we're on mic. You can tell me off mic if it's not.
It's very mild, which I am actually liking. If you're looking for a very strong flavor, but it's very mild.
That's what makes it so delicious. When it's too warm, you can't taste it because it's just warm.
All right, we're going to try this one more time. Does that sound like more like me?
Yeah, it looks like stuff.
I mean, the it's still small squiggles for me.
It's small. Because here, I'll do this.
Hello in TV land. That's still fairly quiet for me. I don't think that's any better. I think I'm being picked up by someone else's mic.
No, everyone else's mic is muted.
Why is there one? Oh, everyone else is muted?
Yes.
Then why is my mic so weird? Like, it's picking me up then, obviously.
Yeah,
because you can see me, but no one everyone else talks, it's nothing. So I think we're good, I guess. They say perfect. Someone says perfect. So we're perfect.
Maybe they just meant perfect because the rest of us have been muted.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, that's useful.
Andy, butter.
Back to murdering animals.
This is your bread, and we have butter for you.
No, I didn't murder any animals for this.
It's apple bread.
No, you're talking about smashing moths and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I like killing earwigs a lot.
Oh, fuck earwigs.
They're nasty.
I have a borderline phobia of earwigs, so fuck them.
Everyone does. And
have I told you my earwig story?
They drop... Have I told you my earwig story?
Let's tell earwig stories. You can go first.
Okay, I was in the shower and I opened up the washcloth and an earwig fell on top of me. And
these
it
are the ones
nasty.
With the pincers on their butt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
They're the only, like, I don't just smash them, I destroy them until there's no longer, like, they cease to exist. Like, I atomize earwigs.
And then one time I was playing with little dolls at my grandma's house when I was a little girl. And they just, like, crawled out of the doll.
Andy, you forgot to get butter.
And onto the thing.
So when I was little, like a single-digit age, we got a new some appliance. Yeah. We'll just say refrigerator, but something that came in a big box.
I'll leave the knife
and so I put the box in the backyard and played it like a box fort. Hooray!
Yeah.
And then that night I went to bed, la la la, and the next day I went out and played in my box fort again. And apparently, earwigs had decided that the box fort was their home.
Well, because it's probably damp.
It was damp. And in my memory, this is like Temple of Doom level. Like, every surface was crawling with them. And they were in my face and crawling in my... Like, they were all over me.
They were inside
and
your soul.
I would try to breathe and I would choke on earwigs trying to get inside of my body. Like, So that
I like to think there was
that
two
is my
earwigs.
That might have been true, but in my memory, it was straight up like solid walls of earwigs everywhere, and they were after me. And so I fucking hate those things because that was like traumatic.
All my earwig stories involve them falling out of things and onto me.
Oh, they're the worst.
All right, do I get to tell an earwig story? So my earwig story: I was staying at a friend's house in Texas, where everything's damp and moist all the time, and earwigs love it.
Your mom's damp and moist all the time. Boom! All
right. Hey, she's not. She's on oxygen. That's not appropriate.
So anyway, I'm in my friend's house, going to the bathroom, doing serious business, and I go to pull up my pants, and two earwigs had crawled inside of my pants, mm-hmm. and so I started to pull them up, and my pants moved on the inside, and not in a good way, and I lost my ever-loving shit. I, like, threw my shoes off, I took off all my clothes in the middle of my friend's bathroom. Well, we were in high school. Like, I was not, like, a child. I freaked the fuck out, and I, like, came out of the bathroom buck-ass naked.
I mean,
I was just like, burn everything.
First of all, that's a proper response regardless of where you happen to be. If you're like at the bank and there's something crawling in your pants, you're throwing everything off and you're running around screaming. That is the only possible reaction.
Oh my god, it was terrible.
Oh, why does people turn down the butt pieces? What's wrong with everyone else?
Hey, we got butt pieces. Boom.
Katie just always saves the butt pieces. I don't know. It's her thing.
It's the best part.
So look at all this lovely caramelized, crispy deliciousness.
There is obviously more bread since you guys have already run out. I will let other people cut their own bread so that I can eat some delicious bread once I get my bread buttered here.
Announcements.
Do we have announcements?
Not a lot of events coming up.
All right.
There is a 100-point event, I think, on the 15th of October in Madison.
Okay.
100 points.
Okay. So, but one caster, 100 points.
One caster.
I think it was scheduled. Scheduled before we knew what the point values were going to be.
No. We knew. We knew.
Which is Rick's insane.
Well, no. People when Mark 3 was going, people were saying, well, maybe people should try 100 points. There was some talk about trying it out, and he just scheduled it like 3 months ago.
100 points that's basically 75.
Yeah.
It's one caster, 75 points. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's just yeah.
No, it's 25 more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Than what we've normally been playing.
The weekend after that, either Friday night...
100 is 25 more than 75. Like, there's some differences there.
I understand how you feel right now.
So, Mark 2, what was our normal game size?
50.
Yes. And then Mark, the new edition, what is the new average game
75.
Size? 75. Yep. So, it's the equivalent of 75... In Mark II.
No, 125 would be the equivalent of 75 in Mark II because the point value is being doubled. 70 going from 75 to 100 would be the equivalent of playing like 62 and a half.
He's actually right. I hate to agree with Nathan, but he's right.
it's still our normal point value. Our normal point value that we play now is 75 points.
Right.
Correct.
Yes.
But adding 25 Mark III points is not the same as adding 25 Mark II points.
But that's
what we did is we added 25 Mark
new edition points. So this is like we're planning for Mark 4 where you just keep adding more points?
No.
Anyway, the other announcement.
Game Hole Con and War Machine Weekend.
Is the first weekend in November.
They're simultaneous once more.
Correct.
Yep. Also, they will always be simultaneous or adjacent, I believe.
Really?
Because they're both going to try to be like right there at the beginning of November.
They're both trying to avoid different things. But they both happen to avoid things that are in the same weekend, so it just overlaps. Also, on either October 21st, which would be a Friday night, or on October 22nd, we'll do this. I'll be doing the scoring episode with Josh Simpson.
Am I allowed to come over and be a color commentator?
Probably. Josh will have. He might have a group, a gaggle of St. Louis people with him.
That's terrifying.
Cool Kurt?
I'm not sure. I just said everyone could stay at the Chase House. Complete strangers, just hang out with the Shays.
Well, if he stays at your house, it would be just like our house because it's the same floor plan.
Well, I told him I have two couches. I don't know how many people. I told him, I said, who's coming? Do we know them? Because the more people we know, the more places they can stay. Correct. The less we know, the less places I can put them.
That is true.
So, yeah.
But if it's JR that comes with him, great.
Yeah, exactly. But he may want a podcast on Friday night and then Saturday play board games and have a bunch of people hang out.
I don't know how you're going to be able to fit that in Friday night.
We'll start like we're going to start like at 4 or 4:30.
Let's go until like 3:30 a.m.
Unlike Jeremy.
No. I have done two of these now, and I can just tell you, it takes for fucking ever.
It's Scorn. It's everything will be like this.
You're going to cry a lot. You're going to need to hold each other and rock quietly for a half hour at a time.
Quick comparison. This is a very quick comparison, okay? So when Jeremy ran his Legion one, that went for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And that was with him calling everything unplayable trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, I literally didn't even go into detail. I just said unplayable trash. And he's gone. And it took 8 hours.
He did go into the Retribution, which actually is significantly less models than Legion. Mm-hmm. And did take the same amount of time, basically.
Mm-hmm. Less.
But
fewer.
Less. Fewer. There's less of them.
Fewer.
There's less of them. There are less models in Rat than
there are fewer models.
There's less models.
There's less models.
Yes, please.
There's more or there's less, and there is less. It's just science. But no, so yeah, it might take 8 hours. So we'll podcast from 5 p.m. until 3 in the morning.
I mean, that's not what you're waiting for.
But okay.
It's kind of, well, I mean,
that's 11 hours.
It depends when Josh can come. I mean,
is he coming after work Friday? Because that means you're starting at like 10.
They're taking the day off. They're coming up. I don't know.
Josh from 11 to noon is 23 hours.
Yeah. We'll see. I would prefer to do Saturday. I think Saturday for podcasting would be a better way to do it.
When it's 8 hours, I can say the time I did it starting at night and it went till dark 30 in the morning and I was drunk and it was terrible was not as good as when I did the Rhett one during the day and was still drunk.
Yeah.
But
I plan for my Minion one to take 12 hours.
I mean, that's fair.
Of one sitting?
There's so many models. That's gotta
be like two sittings, though.
There's so many models. Like, I've done, like, literally, Rhett has the smallest number of models. Except Convergence.
Convergence.
But not counting Convergence, by far the smallest number of models.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
It's a pretty significant gap, if I remember.
So, can Minions we all agree don't even that really Tort spelled their wrong?
Minions
on
has
purpose?
More than Rhett.
Hmm? Yes, we can all agree.
Okay.
What can we agree?
No. He also. Put an incorrect apostrophe. He didn't capitalize a sentence. He did put a period at the end, so he missed a chance.
No, there's no period there. Oh, there are. Oh, I went
at the end of the
both
sentence.
Both of my casts were amazeballs. Thank you, Tori.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
I do want to get a button that I can press it. If Jeremy's not here, that'll just say unplayable trash. Because we're gonna have a rating, then we'll have the Jeremy.
Just
rating.
Get Jeremy really. Just get Jeremy really, really drunk so he's passed out in the corner, and they just poke him.
Poke me and wake me up. I was like, unplayable trash.
Yeah.
Okay. See, here's the thing, though, is Jeremy comes home and then I have to like nurse him the next day.
Well, if you can drink too.
Somebody else has to come and nurse.
You can help.
Hold alcohol that much better than Jeremy? Because I can get annihilated. Like when I did my Fallout 4, where I was blitzed and do not remember any of that session. The next day, I was just whistling a happy tune.
He says the next day it was actually 3 days later.
You lost a day and a half, but after that, you felt fine. The thing is, I hardly ever get hungover, and so I can only remember two times I've been hungover. And actually, you weren't here when I did the Legion one. I was fine the next day after the Legion one. I slept in real late, but the problem was after the Rhett one, the next day, Katie woke me up early. And that's a mistake when you've been drinking. Like, that's a terrible mistake.
I didn't wake you up early.
Did you see my Facebook, like, 2 weeks ago where I was out drinking till 4 in the morning and then I had to work at 6?
That's terrible. Don't do that.
I don't even know why you went to bed.
Yeah, at that point. And the only other time I've been hungover in, like, the last decade was I went over to my friend Ted's house. And he just, after we'd been drinking all night, he decided, let's go bar hopping downtown. And I'm too old to go bar hopping, for the record. And it was me and him and his much younger sister. And all I know is that Ted holds like a fourth degree black belt in karate. And I slapped his sister's ass that may or may not be 22. I'm not sure how old she is. And he didn't kill me because we were both that drunk. That's how drunk we got. And I was real hungover the next day.
I think Katie's curious about the slapping a 22-year-old.
Oh, no, totally knows about it.
I know about it because both Jeremy and I went to the party and he was like, I'm going to go out drinking some more. And I was like, I'm just going to fall asleep here.
Yeah, she stayed at Ted's house and slept.
But that was the appropriate decision.
But yeah, those are the two times in the last decade I remember being hungover. The Rhett cast and that one time with Ted. And so I was pretty miserable to be around.
You also threw up in their sink.
I did, Ted's house that next morning, the day I was hungover, yeah. It's
so close to the toilet.
I didn't quite make it to the toilet. But at least it has a drain and was cleanable. And I feel like that's worth points.
I think I've only puked once in my adult life and I had massive food poisoning.
Well.
When I had food poisoning, I puked for 8 hours straight.
Terrible.
It's a thing. It's a
like
thing.
Mine set on like instantly. Like we were at it was at an all academy ball. So it was like admirals and generals and like the president level like things. It was like all the the upper class. What's that, like the dean's list, basically, yeah, of the military academies at a ball. And then so I was there because my brother was in the Naval Academy, and everyone there got fucking food poisoning.
Including because, you.
Including me. But the thing is, like, I drove, like, mid-dinner, I drove my then-girlfriend home, and then I was coming back, and I dropped her off at home, like, 15-minute drive, drop her off, get gas, and then when, as I go to leave the gas station, I just open my door, lean out, and puke, like, 50 gallons of food, because I was that fast.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got back, and everybody's just like, ugh, and the ball's just like, everyone, over. Good times.
Three bathrooms.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually had food poisoning.
It's not fun.
I thought at one point I did, but when I actually got it, it was a whole new level. It's like things are coming out of you for hours upon hours. You're having to drink more fluids just because you're going to be throwing things up and you don't want to drive.
Planning which end to point at the toilet is the fun
part.
That's
why you have, that's why you have a tub. You're like, lean over the tub. And you're
you just sit down and then you just, yeah, you lean over the tub.
Yeah, that's why toilets are next to tubs.
You just stand in the shower, hold the curtain around you.
No, because poo does not go down a drain.
You just stomp it down. Also, if you're food poisony, it's liquid.
Yeah,
it's no chunks at that point. Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's mostly just watery.
So who wants more apple bread?
I do.
Watery blood is always coming out for 7 or 8 hours.
That's gross. You guys are nasty.
So anyway,
so that was a great podcast. Thanks, guys.
For original crew.
Point is, Scorncast, I will totally come hang out with you guys.
As long as we're talking about bloody shit, Scorn Podcast.
Scorn Podcast.
I'm sure I'll get a very positive response in the world.
I'd like to see you about getting a Mercs one going.
But for 12 hours, like, you would have to do 2 sessions.
Fuck you.
I don't think the Mercs, the Minions one would really be that long. Because they're not to say that they don't have as many models as a normal faction. It depends on
what you talk about. Because for the Rhett one, I talked synergy for casters only, and then it was going so long, I stopped discussing much synergy for the rest of the models in the faction. If you want to discuss the synergy between Unit A and Solo B and blah, 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 all the way through the faction, it could take 12 hours.
Well, and the big thing is, I wonder, I mean, if you had just now learned War Machine and Hordes,
right,
and just... this was the first time you saw Minions. I guess it's kind of the same size as any other faction.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we got 10 casters, which is actually in the mid-late range compared to less than the normal ones.
It's No, they have less than Rhett. Rhett's got more casters than
Rhett has more than 10?
Oh, yeah.
You went through them all.
Jeremy's doing math, everyone. Hold on.
Anyway.
Rhett's got 12.
Are you allowed to count in public?
Point is,
take the number of continents, double it, and minus 2.
Like,
and add 7.
If you were just new to the game, it's not a big deal to say, here's how brigands work with Caliban, right? It's just a unit in Minions and a caster in Minions.
Mm-hmm. True.
But with how new that whole concept is, I don't know if there's extra time involved in talking about pigs with gator casters and gators with pig casters.
I mean, you could basically look at it. You look at the cards that were released, look at the size of the decks, and the one that has the most is the mercenaries.
Yeah.
That's going to be the 12-hour cast.
Oh, mercs are going to be ridiculous.
Some of that merc stuff is in Minions, though. I got to talk about that shit.
Yeah.
Man, Midas with Nyss, I plan to run that shit, because Nyss totally need vengeance and to be double weapon masters. Good times.
11, Andy. There are 11 retcasters.
See, it's more.
And that's counting Alara. So if there are 10 minions, then there's one more.
Yeah, because there's 5 of each.
I knew there was more. I knew.
But all of those casters have been around a little while. Like, Alara's brand new, and so there wasn't much to say about her. And
Minions didn't get any in the last book, so they're a little old.
And Helena's super new, too, because she's the new Battlebox caster, which, did you guys get a Battlebox caster?
No.
So, yeah. So we had 2 very new casters to talk about.
Yeah, Minions, Mercenaries, Convergence.
And fuck, depending on how long I wait, but there might be a Theme Force by then.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Hungerford a couple days ago tweeted that he was recording the No Quarter Battle Report, and he was using the Thornfall Theme Force.
Oh, yeah.
And so one of the next couple No Quarters is going to have the Thornfall Theme Force.
They mentioned that Mercenaries, Minions, Convergence were all getting Theme Forces in the No Quarters.
I don't think they said Mercenaries. They said Minions and Convergence. Did they say Mercs?
Mercs
already have one. But they have two.
Yeah.
But
I think...
Encephalus.
No, but I think they mentioned that the Minions and... at least Convergence are getting some kind of Theme Force love in the next couple No Quarters. Leading up to Lock and Load. Rhett doesn't need Theme Force love.
We need something that makes all our models cheaper.
No.
New.
Brian, you were going to say
Stormfall.
Something.
I might have forgot.
All right. So that's our announcements.
So that's announcements.
Throws are okay. Throws are okay.
Throws?
Throws.
Yeah, throws in Mark III are pretty bananas.
Yeah.
They're really good.
That was another topic.
That was a good topic.
I'm glad we talked about it.
No, Thralls are good.
I've said this before off air. I guess I've never said it on air, but I think Thralls are actually very overpowered in Mark 3.
Yeah, my guess is that the Balancerata that's going to come out, they'll probably put deviations back into them.
The problem with the Thralls is twofold. It's that you can easily, like, when they say pick a direction,
they never say pick a direction.
No, they don't. It's you either throw directly away from
target or directly away. Yeah. The directly away was, which I guess what I'm thinking of anyway, is fairly easy to maneuver so that you can throw something exactly where you want it without a deviation. And then if in a worst case scenario where you can't get the angle you want on the model, then you can just put a model where you want to throw towards too far away, and again, no deviation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, but that combination just makes it so you can kind of laser beam a throw anywhere you want.
I don't know. I liked having a 20-inch melee threat range.
Yeah, that seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Rhett doesn't have any steady stuff, so it's not as amazing.
Doesn't need to be steady. Just knock it down on your previous turn. Like, as an Arcadius player, I plan to knock down one of my heavies at the end of every turn. Because the next turn, I throw them. I throw them again. I feet. They shake and stand up and charge. And then they activate again.
Seems pretty okay.
Yours, I mean, similarly, like, knockdown can't be reapplied. So you end your turn, you just headbutt one of your heavies down and go, sit down. Then the next turn, you throw him, and then he goes, oh my goodness, well, I haven't activated yet this turn, I'm going to go ahead and forfeit my movement to stand and punch your fucking face in.
Yeah, that seems pretty good. I know that the one that people have talked about that you can do in Rhett that is steady.
Snake.
It's the snake.
Yep.
Yeah. The problem with that is you have to run to get her flute-playing friend into actual control range.
That's fine. If you get close enough, it gets boosted to hit rolls against everything also, so that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems okay.
Pretty ridiculous.
But yeah, throw Steam OP in Mark 3. I would agree.
Boom.
Did you have more on that topic you wanted to discuss?
Or no. Just they seem I had less, but then you kept talking.
Okay, I'm done then.
You seem like you want to make it a topic. He was helping.
I was a helper.
Kerr had a topic we could talk about without him here. That would be hilarious.
Mm.
Nope, fuck Kerr and his topic.
Yeah, take that, Kerr.
I really hope Kerr's leg is okay. The last post I saw was, it might be a degenerative disease, and I was like, holy crap, I hope that's not true.
Well, he posted on Facebook, he was like, hey, I want to talk about the health of my leg, and then there's like, he talks a little bit, then there's the see more, and I knew if I clicked see more, he was going to talk about how it had been amputated.
Yeah, right?
Like, I was...
I don't want to have to put a ramp into the house to get him up to the podcast.
And that's why you don't get tattoos.
And that's why you leave a note.
Yeah, I feel like every time I see him, I feel so bad for him, and then I'm just so grateful it didn't happen
to
me.
Was he there on Saturday?
I wasn't there this Saturday.
He was
there at the tournament in Milwaukee and looked like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he wasn't there on this Saturday.
No. The one that Dan, good. No, because that's why Dan ran it, was because Kerr couldn't.
Was supposed to,
I know. I arranged it. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, no, he was definitely not there.
Yeah. Was Dan there? He's been in rough shape.
Dan was there, made me happy because I'll never play in another game again, and so it was nice to actually play an event and win it.
What was the turnout?
Like 11 or something.
That's not bad at all.
Maybe 13.
If you would have showed up, Jeremy, they would have had even numbers.
Yeah, that's true. Or you.
That's just not saying. The point.
But not both.
Not both.
If we both showed up, it would have been ruined. That's why I didn't go.
What did we do last weekend?
Play some Overwatch, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, boy. Stay home and play Overwatch.
So what's your competitive ranking, Jeremy, without Overwatch play?
Not high. I am terrible at Overwatch, as it turns out. I've dropped from a 2,300 ranking to, I think, I'm sub-1,800 right now. Like, if you play Overwatch, that's significant.
I bet you, I'm not going to say.
It's rough. I play a lot.
I still have fun playing.
Yeah, my rage.
The problem is you get... like
you have fun doing a lot of things you're bad at.
That's true. Most of the things I enjoy, I'm bad at.
You have to, right?
Yeah. Most of the things I'm bad at, I enjoy. Like, you get to a certain point. Like, when I was at ranks 2300 and then 2200 and then 2100, you know, as time went by, like, you get really good team comps and, like, people are all on TeamSpeak and stuff like that. And then you get below 2000 and, like, you get a game where it's just like, this is weird, like a weird team comp. And then you get down to where I am now, about 1800, and you have team comps with zero tanks. You have team comps where you have five people that are healing. You have games with attack Torbjorns.
Yeah, it gets
it's like you've stepped through the looking glass, and I don't even know what's happening.
The key to get out is just to find. And it's always solo. You're always solo queuing. So all you need to do is get three people who will work together. You can climb up about 300 rank. But you have to find three people willing to get together.
Yeah, because then you'll just crush everyone because everyone in there's bad.
But nobody wants to team up with you because you're sub 1800.
That's the problem.
Like, you're not worth their time.
The best part is one of my brothers recently qualified. Like just a couple weeks ago, I played most of his qualification games with him. We won the majority of them. He is now ranked so high we can't play together. Because while playing with me, he was winning enough games that he got ranked like 2350, and I'm now sub 1800, and you can only pair with people within 500 points.
I thought it was higher.
It's 500.
But yeah, it is pretty rough like that.
And it's because he never solo queues.
Yeah.
And so his score has stayed nice and high and continued to climb. And when I play with other people, I win. And we break even or better. But like
pro tip, solo queue, play with other people.
Solo queue.
Well, sometimes
so stop solo queuing.
The thing is though,
or be good.
Anymore. Stop letting people carry you.
Sometimes when you solo queue, yeah, it depends on the time of day though. Like
it does.
The people I know who play that are better play much later in the day. So people, it's hard for me to play earlier. But when I want to get in 2 or 3 hours of Overwatch when it's convenient to me.
Yeah, like I want to. Like there are a bunch of friends we have that are good players that play starting at like 9 or 10. And like I want to jump on and play for like 3 hours at 9 or 10, and then I remember that I'm an old ass person and I'm probably in bed by then most nights.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
What? I go to bed at 8:30. That's really the problem.
She does. That's true.
Like I sleep from 1 in the morning to like 5 or 6.
Yeah, but look at you.
I mean,
it's true. You're collapsing.
It's true, but
you're dead on the inside. Listen, but
I've been dead on the inside since I was like 9. Like that has nothing to do with my sleep habits.
Scared of dying? If you're already kind of dead,
yeah.
Wow. Kind of dead and dead are two different things.
Yeah. Dark comment, Katie. Congratulations.
But I've been dead on the inside since I was 9.
I didn't say his wasn't.
I just everything's meaningless, and we're all dead already.
So you're a nihilist.
Yes, thank you for noticing.
But
this was my podcast 2 podcasts ago.
It was just Brian, me and Brian talking about how the world is ash and corpses and it's all irrelevant.
Yeah.
Well, if it's all irrelevant, have more bread.
Oh, fuck, okay.
No.
The thing is, like,
bread for you too, Andy.
I'm really trying to lose weight, but who the fuck cares? We're all dead already.
Right?
No. Oh,
so that's why I only some people just need different amounts of sleep than others. That was my point.
Oh, I need more sleep.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Like, the thing is, I go to my bed earlier than that. I just don't fall asleep, because there's, like...
Oh, see... No,
you lay in bed, and you have your dreading mortality hours.
I do not have that at all.
But
not
you also like, take 2 hours to
from,
sleep.
Like, 10 to 1? You don't just stare at the ceiling and weep for 3 hours?
No, sometimes I think, man, if I died right now, that means I would never have to wake up.
Oh, isn't that great?
How glorious would that be?
See, both Katie and you have this problem... where you spend time in bed awake. And that's not a problem I have ever experienced, and I don't even understand it. Like, if I lay in bed, I don't even have to be, like, all the way vertical. I can be, like, still, or all the way horizontal. I can be still, like, partially sitting up. My head hasn't even hit the pillow yet, and I'm already asleep and snoring. And so Katie elbows me and says, stop snoring, I'm trying to sleep.
You should have a tax on his side of the bed. Keep him up longer.
We always joked that my mom was the only person I know who's guaranteed to die in her sleep. Because, like, if the wings fell off of the plane she was in, she'd go, welp, and then just fall asleep. Like, she could just, on cue, just be asleep.
Yeah.
I remember, I learned the skill very, very well in the Army. I remember being in the back of a Humvee with my Kevlar on, so and it's not strapped on, so it's like bouncing around, holding my M16, just like in the back, driving off-road.
You were driving?
Yeah, no, I wasn't driving, sorry.
We're okay, guys.
I was riding. I was in the back of the Humvee driving, so.
He's got long arms.
Or it's like a boat where the tiller's in the back.
Yeah, for a prime example of that, watch Aliens, I'm Hicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's me. It's like, somebody wake up Hicks. That was pretty much me in the Army. I could sleep anywhere. It was great.
It's a gift that some people are born with, in my opinion, and then other people suffer through life. Andy and I both have that.
Were you 9
gift.
In 1987?
No, I was 7.
You're off.
I was born in 1980, so it's a real easy math to do.
You were born in 1980?
I was.
Jeremy was
born
in
1980 Twinkies.
Yay.
That's so exciting.
I was born in June.
Okay.
I took the rest of the butter.
You
so
did
I don't
take
know.
The rest of the butter. You but have almost as much bread as you do butter.
There was
that's not even enough butter.
There was like just a little bit of butter left, and I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, should I just take? I'm gonna.
I was. I almost. There was a commercial a few years ago for like, you know, some terrible oil that they claim tastes like butter, and there was the people. There was like the Buttertons, and it was like a 1950s like Leave It to Beaver family, and they'd have like their baked potato and just a whole stick of butter in it, and this thing, a whole stick of butter, and I'm like, that. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Like that looks delicious.
You better butter.
It was
that
supposed
bacon
to
boy
horrify you, and you'd buy parquet instead. No, fuck you.
Fuck you, butter.
The Buttertons know how to eat. You make a baked potato and stick a stick of butter in the top.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that's a win.
That's a lot winner of butter. There's no butter in the bread until you put it in there.
That's true.
Your bread was very good, Katie.
Mm-hmm. I like compliments.
I know you do. At some point, she's going to put it up on her Katie's Kitchen. Katie's Corner? Katie's Kitchen.
Katie's Kitchen.
Katie's Kitchen.
When in November?
What about November?
20th.
When, the 20th.
For our
podcast.
Your birthday.
My birthday is the 10th.
Oh, that's early enough. I'm just wondering if we had the same president in office when we were born, because that was an election year, and so you might predate Reagan, you might not, depending on when the election was.
But he would have been inaugurated until
January. Yeah. Oh, that's true. The president-elect, but you're right. We both predate him being inaugurated.
Yeah, that's good call. Good call.
Carter, baby.
I'm older than MTV by like 2 months, though, so you're probably younger than MTV.
Yeah, by just a few months. But that's okay.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
I remember before there was MTV.
I'm still Gen X, not this crappy millennial garbage.
No, you're still considered a millennial.
No, I'm considered Gen X.
No,
we
I
We literally just
no,
watched
I
Gen
know
X versus millennials.
We're the Oregon the Trail generation.
Article. They no, read the Wikipedia but article, and I made it by like 2 years. It's like
no,
you're
82. No, it depends where you look, whether or not you're a millennial or not. But I know that I'm a
He's
millennial.
He's not a millennial. You are a millennial.
You are 100% a millennial.
And yeah, the way you, yeah, your attitude
I don't
and everything.
Like
your laziness.
So entitled. Oh my goodness! All the trophies.
It's actually really funny watching the Survivor Gen X versus Millennial, because I'm so Gen X, and the Millennials are just like, "Oh, these kids."
As you can tell, when somebody's like just telling you "good job" or giving you a trophy, and it's bullshit, and like that doesn't make you feel good or confident about yourself.
I read an article saying it made an entire generation distrust authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they said, now what teachers have to do, or teachers or bosses or whoever, any authority, they have to insult them and say, "This is shit."
Yep.
Here's something you did okay, though.
Yeah.
Because if they just say this is good, they're just like, you don't really mean it. Because they grew up just being given fucking worthless trophies.
At work, I really struggle with that. I just assume that people are being nice. I have no idea whether my work is good or not.
And see, I don't worry about that because I get compliments all the time because I'm amazing, but I know it's because I'm amazing because I'm a Gen Xer. Boom.
I don't think anybody believes that.
Nobody believes you get compliments because you're amazing. You like, in your head.
I was going to say, do you have people complimenting you on your Overwatch play?
All the time. I get opponents in the game all the time now that I'm sub 1800.
Yeah, it's called highlights. You go to the menu.
His opponent's like, thank you for being you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm the best.
I think you just have like a filter.
Team.
Like, you know, like people talk and they're like, oh my God, Jeremy, you're the fucking worst. And then you like flash into your head and it's just like, Jeremy, you're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what you hear.
Yeah. I mean, basically. Isn't that what you guys are saying?
All the
it's
time.
Like the Far Side with the dog. Blah, 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 Sparky. Blah, 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 Sparky. And you just fill that all in with compliments. Yeah. Your boss is just ranting and shit. He's like, oh, he likes me.
I'm going to eat a tail.
A tail?
Yeah, you
like
wag
it
all the time.
I would be Arya. Just
be
permanently
Arya.
Happy.
Perma-wag.
They sell those at Selective Video. You don't strap it on with a belt, though.
You insert it.
So how do you make it wag?
You just shake your butt.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's held in securely by your sphincter.
Okay. So we have a baby gate, and it's, you know, a 4-foot baby gate.
Sure.
Maybe it's not 4 foot. It's not 4 foot, because it doesn't come up to here. What is that, a 3-foot baby gate?
Baby gate just made me think of, like, Watergate, but they're all babies. Like, a little, like, 1-year-old Nixon and a whole bunch of, like, 1-year-old FBI guys and the newspaper reporters in their cute little newspaper jackets in the parking garage.
Do you want a baby with a nickname?
I
want to
see 1-year-olds reenacting all the president's men. That'd be the best.
Is your, like, biological clock ticking?
It'd be fucking hilarious. Just imagine a little baby Nixon.
Oh, my God.
All right, go on with your baby gate. I'm just going to close my eyes, and I'm listening, but I'm just envisioning baby Nixon.
I think you'd.
Our dog just jumps over it, no problem.
Yeah, Arya jumps so high that her back feet, she pushes off again from the top of the baby gate as she goes over it. Like,
baby
she's
gate.
Ridiculously tall. Like, ridiculously high vertical. It's absurd.
Anyway, that was my story. It's not nearly as interesting what's going on over here.
What's going on in Nathan's head? Nathan's just having a party in his head.
They're also fucking adorable.
Quick, somebody change the topic.
You know, you'd have to get older than one-year-olds.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm thinking more like 3 or 4 year olds.
I'd say two or three. Something with some really, really bad vocabulary.
No, English. They need 1.5 because then they can walk.
They can walk.
I want them to be able to talk. Like
it's like when John Oliver had all his puppies for the Supreme Court judges.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Has
that
he
one.
Replaced?
I'm not sure. Any one judge? Yeah. British viewers will know about, because there's the big fat quiz of everything that they do in England, and one of the quiz parts they always do is they have like primary school kids reenact a part of history, mm-hmm. and they're just adorable because they're like second graders and they're doing like Henry VIII executing his wife and stuff like that.
So they have that adorable. Instead of drunk history?
Yeah, it's basically, I was going to say, it's basically drunk history.
They actually do have drunk history as well, and I caught an episode just online of drunk history, the British version, and it's just animated. They don't have celebrities doing the voiceover and shit, and it's nowhere near as funny.
No, they just have cartoons. You're reenacting is basically drunk history.
Drunk history!
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on Hulu.
Okay.
It is on Hulu, but they get people to tell history blitzed, like Jeremy at the end of a podcast blitzed, not at the beginning blitzed. And so they ramble and whatever, and then they then have celebrities, like they had one that's on there a lot is Buster from Arrested Development.
Okay,
it's on there with that. They'll have them reenacting, like in costume and everything, and they just move their mouth in time with the narration from the drunk person, which means that they're like jerky and randomly swear and lose track of what they're doing, but they have them act that out, and it's fucking hilarious.
So are some of the histories just like really off?
No, they're always actually usefully
fairly
informative.
Accurate-ish. Okay.
So they take somebody who knows the history and then get them.
Craig, it's not Jeremy doing the history who doesn't know anything.
It's better at history than I am at geography.
He was the drunken.
That's not saying much.
But yeah, no, though, and it's great. It's just fucking amazing. Like, we'll show you like the Lewis and Clark one or something after the podcast. You'll like it. You will marathon drunk history. You'll like it.
Okay.
It's not as good as Review, but nothing is.
Nothing is. I currently
still has a watch review.
I have
watch.
Like copy paste so I can just post it in both threads, but like every couple days I go into the Rick and Morty thread and the review thread and say, where the fuck is season 3? I'm gonna start stabbing people. Because that's true about both those shows.
Boom.
All right.
So that happened.
Zappity.
Additionally, we have for future announcements, we got Who's the Boss coming up in December.
That's still a ways away.
Charity event, right?
I don't think you should ever do a Who's the Boss outside of Indiana again, because that pun was just great.
The Hoosier caster?
Hoosier boss.
Hoosier caster.
Hoosier. Like, who's your, but it's Hoosier.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
Oh my god, I have the best joke.
Oh, we do have the best joke.
No, you can't tell it.
Afraid not.
Glenn didn't remember. I thought that was a great use of that M. Bison scene because Glenn didn't remember. Because for him, it was just him randomly pissing somebody off by being Glenn. For me, it's been an element of my personality for the years since.
Oh yeah, we still afraid not you all the time. Yeah,
well, I just love that Katie legitimately thought the punchline of the joke was "God damn it, Glenn."
I was so confused.
Because I'm telling the joke, and then the bartender says, "God damn it, Glenn," and then I just walk away. It made no sense with the joke.
Well, I just ignored Glenn.
She wasn't paying attention to most of the jokes.
Right.
Okay, what kind of bees make milk?
I don't know what kind of bees make milk.
Boobies.
It's Katie's new favorite joke, obviously.
Wow, she might pass out here.
She might pee herself.
Oh my God. That's so good.
That is the level of humor in the Shea household, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh
she
my
saw
God.
That on a YouTube video and lost her mind.
As opposed to now.
So I told somebody else that joke yesterday. It was so good. I'm so sad you're all three in the room.
So you can't tell three different times.
Wow. Me and a customer just traded elephant jokes for like 15 minutes one day. That was good.
Did they give you a 4 afterwards?
Elephant joke. Rapid fire is pretty great, too.
Yeah. I mean, the best, of course, is still how do you get down off of an elephant. You don't. You get down off of a goose.
God.
I don't get it.
Down is the feathers they put inside of pillows. I get it. And you get it off of a goose. You don't get it off of an elephant.
So pretty.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like boobies.
I like boobies in general also.
I'm a big fan of boobies myself.
See, when I told you were the other day, you told me that you were being tricked.
I'm a fan of other traits also. It doesn't mean I just like boobies, but I do like boobies.
We were talking about the joke, and I was like, plus they're like your favorite anyway.
No, butts are better than boobies.
He likes boobies better.
I think I might like boobies better. I go back and forth, but I think...
I mean, they're both good, but...
He goes back and forth.
Okay, well, that's gross.
I've heard that punchline, but with a different setup, because it was something about, like, ghost bees, you know, something about that, or bees at Halloween, because boo, like, ghosts say boo, so it's boobies, but... Yeah. Well,
no,
yes, it was.
She likes bees that give milk better.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
She's going to... She's losing it again.
Oh, my God.
It's such a good joke, you guys. It's perfect. It's what puns are meant to be.
No comment.
Man, I wish Kerr was here because him and Amanda love a pun so much.
Well, she'll have to tell them separately now.
I have the perfect name for the podcast now.
They'll give away the punchline.
They'll give away the punchline, Andy.
Oh.
Just put a picture of boobs.
Yeah.
No.
Parentheses, period, parentheses, parentheses, period, parentheses, and it
or
looks like
the
boobs.
And symbol.
And you can put spaces between the parentheses and the period to represent larger breasts.
And then zzz at the end of it. To represent the bees.
Well, no, those are boobies.
Yeah, those are boobies.
So the way the joke works is that...
The joke to you.
I thought there were bees in, like, dressed as ghosts.
No. That right? See,
that's a different joke.
But they have breasts also.
Oh.
So they're lactating undead insects.
I got it.
Those are boo-booby bees. Which is that joke with a stutter.
Boop-boop beebies.
You guys suck.
I suck boobies. You suck.
I mean, not on air.
That was so good. Oh, it was Dre and Trevor.
That's who you told,
German chocolate?
Dre and Trevor.
Oh, that's less impressive than German chocolate.
Yeah. Anywho. Do we have any more topics?
Zappity.
We can go to the Zappities. We could talk about the... Have any of you guys seen the WTC thread in Muse on Minis?
No.
Some randomly butthurt person. Some guy is angry.
When did that start? I haven't seen it yet.
It's just called WTC, I think, is the thread title. And the guy who started is just angry about the fact that people donated money.
And he's like... From my understanding,
He doesn't think people deserve to get money to do what's a glorified vacation in his eyes, which, fine, don't donate.
Yeah, exactly.
But he feels
the right to do with their money whatever the fuck they want to do with their money.
Yeah, but he's angry that they talked about it on air. He's like, you spent all that time on air. It's a free podcast. Fuck you. They can talk about what they want to talk about.
What I was going to say is he's also trying to say that it's immoral for the people to actually accept the money as well.
What?
Tell you this. We do this podcast for free. If you send us money, thanks.
Exactly.
We're not going to refuse it.
Well,
hooray!
When people send us that food stuff, like some people send us packages that were not cheap, and that was amazing, and we enjoyed it, and it was fun, and we opened it on air, and hopefully we thanked you profusely on air.
We got a free copy of Hanabi.
We did.
A free fucking board game. Yeah. I mean, that's good stuff.
Well, and we got the pre-trial board game too. Yeah. We've got to, but that doesn't make us criminals.
It's not amoral for us to... He's like, they didn't earn that money.
Well, they don't have to earn. That's what a donation is.
But also, they did earn that money. Like, they earned that money by providing entertainment to the people who felt that they had gotten enough entertainment that it was worth it to them to donate money exchange.
Yeah.
It wasn't a paid product, but it was... It's like a tip almost.
Yeah.
Well, but my argument would be that...
You don't have to earn it.
It's a donation. It's a gift. I can give a gift to whoever I want. Yeah. That's what a gift is. They don't earn that money. It's a gift.
Yeah. Like, I've wanted to go to Australia for a couple years really bad and go down and hang out with some of the warmest people down there that I'm friends with. And I always thought, we could do some sort of Kickstarter thing or some sort of fun thing to fund that. But at the end of the day, personally for me, I can't just take someone else's money from you to go on a vacation. But that's me. If they say, "Hey, we want to and we want to go to the WGC and we want to do this audio thing for your entertainment," if people think that's worth their money, Sure, if it's not with their money, then they don't have to do it.
They don't have to do
right.
it.
I yeah. mean, it's weird to me to travel across the world on somebody else's dime when they have enough money to do it themselves. But that's why I didn't give them money. But right. other people liked it more, and they gave them mm-hmm. money, and that's good for them.
I will say this. So it was this last weekend, was it? Jesus. It doesn't seem like that long ago. This last weekend, I was basically paid for to go and run a Who's the Boss event down in Indiana.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen to me before, and it was really, really cool. It was a really cool event. We got a lot of cool stuff out of it.
The moment for me when that guy's thread went to just full-on entertaining was when he unironically posted that, like, you know, taking money you didn't earn is, like, such a bullshit millennial thing to do. Like, what? He honestly dropped the M-bomb.
Oh, my God.
it's you're still adorable. Going.
Like, that's when I switched to memes instead of actually typing out words.
It's still going, too. It's pretty... It's on a second page right now, but it's...
I haven't looked yet, but now I
also, kind of... Also, he, like, randomly just attacked Chad. He just said, like, Chad's the worst, and he hates Chad talking about how he's right about things. And, like, Chad's like, what? And he's like, well, maybe I just picked you out because I hate your stupid voice. And he's like, what? All right,
so like, I don't want to go too far into this, but, like, okay, so you can hate me and hate my voice. Lots of people do. In fact,
I sure do, yeah.
Opinion, even in this room, you can hate almost everybody in this room except Katie, apparently. From everything I've told, everyone loves Katie.
No, but she's the worst.
Yeah, but we only the four of us in this room know that.
No, that one guy at Adepticon knows it. Yeah, and that was brilliant. That was one of my favorite moments in life.
What did she do? Oh, I forget.
Well, I was at a table. Like, I don't know what she did, but a guy came up and he's like, yeah, I don't know. You guys, you were saying Katie's like the worst person on the podcast. She just didn't seem that bad. And he wandered off, and like an hour and a half later, he just came back up to the table. He's like, oh, yo, you're right. She's the worst. And then just walked away again. I don't know what he did in that hour and a half to change his mind, because I was just running an event, but apparently he had interacted with Katie and went, oh, no, she's a bitch. And come back to the table to let me know.
Told me this story.
I told it on air.
Oh, I probably wasn't listening.
Because you're the worst!
There's only two people in the world that have ever not liked Katie, and the other one's DC.
Okay, well, DC, I really thought that him and I had just like a back and forth going.
You thought it was lovable banter, after like just hated you.
After three years of banter, when he finally snapped at you last year in front of all of us, it was the most... It didn't really snap, but it was just... He finally unloaded on you. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in life.
Katie was so confused. She was like... I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I don't think he got that two-way, like, Wisconsin, like hate love humor.
Well, because you thought I was just being mean.
Well, no, I mean, you were. You were being very mean, but you thought you were being mean in a friendly way. He just thought you were being mean in a mean way. That was so beautiful. I just, because I was there for almost every encounter between you two, and it's always gone just awkward. And
then he wanted a hug, and I told him
but
no.
But anyway. My point is, lots of people dislike me.
But you can't just like Chad.
Chad might be one of the genuinely most likable people I've ever met. Or even on the... Like, even his voice is soothing. Like, everything about
him... He's kind of addicted to women, though. He's really kind of... yeah.
Wow.
And he listens to NPR, so that's a problem, too.
Well, that may be true, but... That's and he's going to vote for Trump, sounds so. Like he's always on drugs.
I have two different NPR stations on my radio quick selects. I'm an old man.
Things that are wrong with you.
There are a lot in Madison.
There are a lot.
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, radio in Madison's terrible, so there's a lot of NPR.
No, but that's true. But there's like the music in Madison is really, really like it's old. Like it's not. It's there's just not a, like I go down to Chicago quite a bit, and like when I go down there, there's like all sorts of music. And then I come up to Madison.
It's the same five songs on every station on repeat.
Like, well, a big part of that is iHeartRadio. Like, but it's fuck that Madison. Company.
I go to Chicago. I go to Delaware. There's better radio in Delaware, the state, not the city, than in Madison. Delaware.
And it's not even, like, a specific genre. It seems
it's
to
just
be
all
like,
the genres. All the stations genres. Just have more than six songs.
Hey, what did Delaware? New Jersey.
What?
It's state puns.
It's a terrible state pun.
I'm not good at puns, except for the one.
Except for the boobies.
Like breasts.
From now on, I'm just going to be like in the middle of conversation, Katie's going to talk to him, I'm walking and go, boobies. And she's just going to lose it, and it's going to be amazing.
Okay, well, it's a funny word to begin with.
Like smock and moist.
Those are just normal words, Jeremy.
Yeah, those aren't funny.
Yeah.
Zappity.
You say the
macadamia.
Yeah, where's the grumbles?
Ooh. Zappities. Okay.
We sort of just went flying right field there.
They're just falling apart.
Dove.
Things were ever together? Like, you talk about flying apart, were things ever together?
I mean, they were more together when we started than they were when we ended, like, every time.
Right.
What? I mean, we had a topic for half a second.
I feel like you guys...
Boobies.
You see the meme with the kid that he looks like the Godfather? And he's, pointing the finger, and they got the, Godfather quotes on him? No, never mind. It's like that, but Nixon. That's all I'm saying.
I would play Castles, by the way. That's the board game that I would play.
If you had to play a board game for the fate of the world, which one would you pick and why? You would play Castles for the fate of the world?
I would.
Against whom?
Anybody.
I feel like there's a lot of luck involved in Castles
for the fate of the world. There's a lot of luck involved for you because you're bad at the game.
Wow. Shots fired.
It's all about who's to your left and to your right. You sit down and you get We always put the new fuckers right next to Katie to her fucking true. The idiots are to Katie's right.
These shirts you guys got.
I put it on because I can wear.
Why are you guys wearing very similar shirts?
It is weird. I didn't know.
I wore this earlier today, and you saw me in it.
I did not see it. I just went into a Jordan chain shirts, and this was a top shirt.
These are from Tony Riccio. Tony Riccio had some people over his house, and one of the guys there decided to make some t-shirts so people wanted to buy them. These were two different ones that he had.
I couldn't wear this for a long time because I've been getting all the shirts a size down from what I used to wear, so now I can wear these shirts.
Which, by the way, congrats on losing all of it. I don't know if our listeners can tell.
Can you hear the weight loss?
Well, the people that watch us on video, I mean. It's pretty significant.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right, so Katie would play Castles for the Fate of the World. Do we have
any... I would do Terra Mystica. It's the game I win the most at, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you're going for... If you want to win...
No, I'd say StarCraft, because I still have a good one. StarCraft probably would be better.
It would really depend who you're playing against. So, what's the level of playing against that?
For the fate of the world.
It's for the fate of the world.
Fairly competent opponent.
Cards Against Humanity.
No. I hate that game so very
much. Wait,
Munchkin.
That's fine, then, because then if the fate of the world... if you're playing Munchkin, the game just lasts forever. Then right? We get to be here forever.
And then the world never ends.
Yeah, world never ends.
It's not bad. It's good logic.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble.
I was just looking to see if we have any here on Twitter.
I have some in...
You got Twitter?
Yes, no. Facebook.
Okay, go ahead.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
Apparently none, because you already called him a man in the beginning of your question.
Oh, Zappity.
Grumble.
Wow, that was a downer.
This is a good question for Brian. Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger?
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Then Michael Myers.
Are we going to go to all four of those this month?
Probably none of them.
The what?
None of them? You don't want to see any of those? We went to The Exorcist last year. Yep. This year they have, and we saw The Shining. Oh, you didn't go to The Shining. You were just there for The Exorcist, but Raylene and I saw The Shining too. But
Exorcist, I guess that movie still freaks me out.
This year it's four origin ones. They have the original Halloween, the original Friday the 13th, the original Nightmare on Elm Street, and then, the fourth one was one I cared less about.
Pumpkinhead?
No, fuck you. Pumpkinhead's amazing.
I would see Halloween.
Why you get mad at me for suggesting that, then?
Because I said it was one that I don't care about, and then I said Pumpkinhead. That's a direct insult to me, I have a Pumpkinhead action figure. That's how much I have a Pumpkinhead.
I wish I had, Halloween 1 Hellraiser? And 2 together, back to back.
Hellraiser's less Halloween, though. It's just more horror.
They're selling a blow-up dragon for $150 at the Home Depot. I really want it, but it's $150 for a lawn decoration. So
I feel like that was very unrelated to what we were just talking about.
We're talking about Halloween.
I mean, technically, we are talking about Halloween. I can't.
Is this where you lapse in and out for every fourth word?
The original Night of the Living Dead. Which I care less. I mean, it's as far as import to cinema, it's the top of the four, but I don't care as much about seeing it in the big screen.
Like to see that.
Of those movies, I think the first Halloween is a better quality movie of all of those. I think of those four movies, I think Nightmare on Elm Street Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street are both better than the original Friday the 13th. I love Friday the 13th movies.
Doesn't even have Jason.
That's true.
Well, it does for is a small child drowning.
But the first Halloween is amazing. So is the first two.
I've only seen the Freddy Krueger one. That was scary.
There you go.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble?
Was that a Zappity Grumble? I lost track.
I know.
Yeah.
I've got how long until the scoring community dies from toxic shock syndrome.
I'm surprised it's still alive. I mean.
It is getting excessive. I kind of wish you guys were doing your scoring episode earlier, because you and Josh are two of the only people I know that are at least mildly less over the edge to the people.
So here's going to be a spoiler. Our podcast will probably be more positive than negative.
Yeah,
it'll have some negative comedy.
Yeah, but both have found things you like about
true.
Scorn.
But those people who dislike Scorn will either A, disregard everything we say and find a reason to disregard it, or B, at some point during the 8 to 12 hours, we're going to state something wrong. They'll latch onto the one wrong statement and say the entire thing is invalid because of that, and they'll continue to feed themselves into their hatred.
I think that's true.
Those people, I mean, they can stay as negative as they want. I don't care. They're just, it's they're so negative now. It's like, I almost want to make Scorn worse just to make them, like, themselves.
I just wish, I wish you were doing it sooner so there'd at least be a positive message out there. Because it's not just, like, at the end of the day, like, I imagine for artistic types, like the people that work at PP, it is probably hard. But more importantly, for the community, I feel like it drags the whole community down.
It does.
At some level.
It is. It's really more of just, not that Scorn is exactly that bad of a faction. It's really more of it, it's just become popular for everyone to jump onto that.
The competitive players at the WTC didn't do well, so therefore it's proof that Scorn is terrible.
And the problem is WTC is such a terrible event to draw a conclusion
it's, from. Yeah, because the format's so weird. Ooh,
the format's weird.
And also, I mean, we're doing it when we're going to do it because that's when Josh is able to, because Josh is driving up here. We would do it sooner, but we're doing this all off of Josh's schedule.
Yeah, I tried talking Brian into doing it earlier.
I would do it whenever, but yeah, whenever Josh can make it, I can do it. Yeah. He's going to recruits, I think, this weekend or next weekend.
I mean, recruits done, I think.
But yeah, it's bad because, like, no new player is going to be excited about a faction that
the community just shits on itself constantly. It bleeds over from just Scorn, right? Like, when I had some negative experiences with Rhett in Mark II, and the problem was that bled over into the way I talked about the rest of the game. And so when you have enough people getting negative enough about Scorn, then the whole game gets this very negative connotation from everything they said.
Well, now it's this big groupthink and this big now it's cool to hate Scorn. It's steamrolling into this nonsense. Now facts are irrelevant. It's just blah, 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 terrible.
Yeah, and there are, I think, a few things to be legitimately upset about, but there's also things that are really cool in the faction.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Zappity.
Grumble. And talking about WTC is thoughts on the WTC results. It's going to be multiple questions here. Are they indicative of the game state, or is the new addition, or is the addition too new? Is it large enough sample size to draw serious conclusions from? And do you think pairing format significantly skews the results?
It's the last one.
It's
the last one is the biggest thing about it, is because if you have an army that's really good against Jax, that the opponent's team is not going to pair that against that.
Plus, people are making lists purposely for that environment that you wouldn't see in a regular event.
I would say that it is a large sample size, and there are some things that can be drawn from it. If you look at a specific faction, there are some things to be drawn, and the two that jumped out to me, actually the three, were Wyrmwood's prevalence in Circle, and the feeling right, wrong, or different that people feel like he is one of your mandatory pairings for a Circle. The same for the fuck troll caster
Madrick
2. And then the one that actually I didn't expect, but I guess I maybe in hindsight should have, was Haley. I think it was Haley 3 had the, like, monstrous, like, ridiculous percentage of Signar players had her. Like, that, I think, is worth drawing some conclusions from. I think it's very hard to draw conclusions based on their results because of the pairing mechanism. And as far as the question about whether the edition's been out long enough to find out things, I think many of those players did play 50 or 100 games probably already in the edition. It's not that they haven't had time to figure out how the edition works. It's that they intentionally are planning for a different type of system with the pairings. And they may very well, those same players are probably playing very different lists.
Because any of the players going to the WTC have played enough games in the 2 months the game's been out versus the year anybody else would play.
Correct.
Like, they're at the state now than anybody else
and is. And people don't realize this. The competitive players oftentimes will play 50 games in a month. And then it's different when you play 1 to 2 games a week and you go against someone who's played, you know, 10 to 15 times more than you and you lose to them. It's not because you're badder. It's just because I use that term on purpose.
Badder?
Badder.
So, like, you mean, like, badass? Like, I'm batter?
No, yeah. Like batter, leather, like, jacket? Cake batter.
Yeah. Ooh. Cake batter. Boobies.
Is there cake batter, too?
It's going to be so fun for the next 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, when someone just plays 100 games more than you, they're going to make less mistakes. They're going to know your stuff better, and you're going to lose more because they just, part of the game is just, you know,
that's knowing.
It's, yeah, it's
knowing is more than half the battle in this
yes.
game.
I mean, I would agree. He said I'm wrong about it being Haley 3. I don't know, maybe it was Haley 2. There was a Signar caster that was very, very highly prevalent.
I think Haley 2 was still pretty sad. And that's going after... something that we've always said for a long time, though, is you have to forget everything that you know about Mark 2.
Yeah.
you have to forget about it because it's not exactly going to work the same in the new edition. So,
so anyway,
yeah,
I got one more here from Twitter. It looks like where are all the Hindus at MNM? I don't get it.
Is that for us?
Yeah, it's Tort. So yes, it says where, like the location where all the Hindus at MNM.
MNM. M is in Mancy.
M is in Mancy.
Yes, exactly.
M is in Mancy, then N is in Nancy, then M is in Mancy again.
All right.
I don't understand your question, Tori.
We can answer the how good was Will Pagani as the main villain in Magnificent Seven question. But here's what I didn't like.
A remake of a remake.
I didn't like Chris Pratt's lines. I felt like they were.
She was disappointed by his dialogue.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is a big star, so we got to give him like quippy dialogue, only it wasn't written very well. That was my opinion.
So the movie just wasn't good?
It's a
good
movie. The movie was great. It's just that character, it felt like wasn't good.
I've heard, and I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that Denzel didn't really have that great of a performance in it.
Does he put a grenade in somebody's butt?
No.
Oh, I only see Denzel movies where he puts a grenade in somebody's butt.
I thought Denzel was okay. I actually thought that the star of the show that I didn't expect was the guy that played John Hardy. Like, he was amazing.
Which one is John Hardy?
The guy that makes the shirts?
The bear-like guy.
Oh, yeah, he was super good.
Like, he, like, stole the show. And I don't think that was intentional by the directors. It was just, like, it was, like, a perfect mixture of the character he played and that actor. And just, like, he's got, like, these grumbly lines that you're like, wait, what? I'm not really 100% sure what he just said. And he just does ridiculous things. And I don't even remember the actor's name, sadly. I should, but.
If only you had a computer there.
All right, fine. I'll look
at it. MNM.
MNM. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Are
we in an escape room? We have to figure this clue before we get out of what's going on.
Are there seven of them at the end of the movie?
No.
Okay,
I feel like that would be giving something away, but no.
Good. Well, I think we'll just say no. There's actually eight at the end.
Boom. Well, because the lady that hires them counts as one of them. She joins the group.
Was there any more Facebook ones?
Nick said Vincent D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio, yeah.
Oh, if it was Vincent D'Onofrio, then of course he's fucking amazing.
He was amazing. Because
you know what Vincent D'Onofrio deserves an Oscar for?
What's that?
Everything?
Men in Black.
Men in fucking Black.
He's Edgar Sue.
He's the Edgar Sue.
Yeah, he is really good in Men in Black.
And he also, of course, is Private Pile in Full Metal Jacket, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, Edgar Sue, yeah.
Well, he's also Fisk.
He is also Fisk. Like, the guy's just amazing, but, like, in this particular movie, like, I would say his role was probably smaller than Chris Pratt's. But Casey's right. He comes across way better than Chris Pratt.
I thought Tort was making a Nathan reference because I mentioned Hindus on my Facebook when I was drunk.
That drunk night?
Well, because...
Of course you're like...
Of course you did.
Of course.
Because like you do.
It was my accident because I got so hammered and all my Facebook posting... But my Facebook posting was about how Raylene's too good for me and she could do better and I'm garbage.
I mean, all true.
Absolutely fucking true. Absolutely. If we're ever like in divorce court, I'm like, no, give her everything. I suck.
We're all on the side, don't worry.
Good. You're all Team Raylene. Can you be on the other person's team in a divorce? Like, no, I'm also Team Raylene. Fuck Nate. But, I was saying something. Oh, but I said, you know, at least when I'm drunk, I say my wife's the best, as opposed to saying, I was trying to say, where all my honeys at? But I said, where all the Hindus at? And then I replied to myself and I said, I mean, honey's not Hindus, but they're allowed to be Hindu because I'm not racist.
Well, it's good that you clarified.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, so apparently he was just quoting me.
Okay, because that was very confusing.
Your messages were pretty amazing.
That was kind of fantastic.
Stairs were hard.
The pictures really took when she got home were also amazing.
I mean, just on the ground with Kaya like, hi, Daddy, it's playtime.
Oh, my gosh.
Sadly, I survived.
That is the end of the Twitter-ness.
All right, so when is the ATC in Wisconsin going to be?
That's going to be February,
is there
right?
A date set?
Yeah, I have tentative information, which is because we're finalizing.
Is it completely opposite of what Travis would tell us, like it was?
No, okay, no. MNM was just my finger still on the keyboard swiping. Like, I was done typing, but my finger hadn't lifted up, so swipe just kept throwing out letters. That's what the random gibberish was at the end of it.
I don't swipe when I type because I can't swipe. I'm too old.
No, it's amazing. I can't aim when I'm drunk, so swipe helps some. Or says Hindus instead of
honeys.
It
doesn't work once you hit 40. Swiping doesn't work after 40.
We're currently in discussion for... The aim is the second weekend of February. because that is the furthest we can get away from any events, by which I mean, like, there's a million events the weekend before and the weekend after.
Right.
But it's there's nothing really big that weekend. Like, it's I think it's 2 weeks after LVO, for example, okay. is what we were trying to,
so
trying
it's
to avoid.
So before Valentine's Day.
Right. So it should be the second week in February, and we're looking at pricing, and it's looking to be 50 ahead.
Okay.
For teams or individuals. But we might, because we're trying... We don't want to go higher than that, but the rooms aren't exactly cheap, and so we're discussing. So what we might do is that pricing, like, through Christmas, and then later registrations might be 60 ahead or something, just to encourage people to sign up sooner. But that's the current thing. Okay. Also, all of the Kickstarter reward prizes, with the exception of the... with the exception of shirts, are in production, so everything will be done and in my hands and mailed out by the end of October. Yes. There was a delay because this was funny, and it'll be in the Kickstarter update that I'm finally going to post, because I should have posted a Kickstarter update like a month ago, but I haven't, because every single fucking day, people are like, update please, and I'm like, oh, I want to give you info, but the people I'm trying to get info from keep claiming they're going to give me info tomorrow,
yeah.
So I keep waiting for tomorrow when I'll have an actual update, and what happened, this was great, so I sent our logo to the patch manufacturing people.
Sure.
And they're like, man, that's a really fucking complicated logo. We can't sew that. It needs to be simplified. I'm like, cool. Do I need to simplify it, or can you simplify it? And they're like, oh, we got in-house artists, and as part of the order, we'll simplify it down. I'm like, okay, great. And they're like, yep, so we'll get back to you in 2 or 3 days. Week later, I'm like, hey, any art? And she's like, oh, sorry, let me double check with the artist. Week later, any luck with the art? Oh, weird. I thought, let me check with the artist again. Week later, any art? That lady no longer works for this company. By the way, your art's been ready for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It's like, oh, okay. So right. For a month, this incompetent woman has just been not...
not doing anything.
Thanks. Good news, though. The art looks fucking amazing, and the patches are now on order.
Better than the glasses that came?
Better than glasses. And the glasses I reordered through a different company, so we'll see how those look.
Yep.
That was another delay, was the glasses looking like garbage, but, you know.
I mean, it wasn't garbage. It was just very faint.
Yeah, it's like they didn't etch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very faint.
Yeah.
It's like they put the pattern on there, but then didn't...
Well, the place I reordered through specifically had a toggle saying, any, like, white in your logo, do you want it gone, or do you want it to be there, like, as bold as all the other colors? And I'm like, you fucking put that on there. Like, yeah. I want the whole logo there. So hopefully that comes better.
Yeah, hopefully.
If not, everybody's just getting shitty glasses, because I'm not going to wait another month ordering more glasses from a third place.
I just enjoyed that I brought up the ATC with Travis when I saw him in Milwaukee, and the first thing he did was go on a rant about how, once again, people are going to have to submit their lists, and then the errata is going to drop, and then the event's going to happen.
Well, fuck them.
And this errata could be pretty big. I mean,
it could be a major errata, yeah. He was like, well, I mean, it's when we're having it, so it's what's happening.
It is hilarious, though.
It is hilarious. It's funny to me that Travis's life is like that.
You know what's hilarious? Is the person you've been talking to no longer works for this company.
It's pretty good, too.
Nothing makes you feel like you wasted a month quite like that.
Yeah. Did you submit a 4-star rating for her?
No, because it was not great service.
Well, so you could have submitted a 4-star rating
for her. And it would have been a legitimate one. God, it's just the fucking...
That is the worst, though, when they give you the grading of 0 to 5, you know, grade this person, and the company chastises that person if they don't get a 5 on everything.
My company...
That's just worse.
We do help desk in-house. I do help desk at Epic. The help desk system has a 1 to 5 rating system. My team averages a 4.8, and we get chastised for our bad ratings.
Yeah.
It's a 4.8.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But even, like I said, my big point on my Facebook rant was separate of that, and it wasn't, well, not even a rant, but whatever, but, because, fine, I mean, that system's fucking stupid, that it's really 0.0001 is what the actual scale is, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But even ignoring that, like, that's fine. Like, if you give somebody a 3 or 4 because you got mediocre or okay service, fine. Like, they're being treated as a 0, but that's not your fault.
That's not your fault.
But I fucking hate people that go to Denny's, okay, and the waitress bends over backwards to give them great service, does all their substitution, they're there with the refill instant, they get the best service, and the person knows they gave the best service, and they do the fucking survey, and they said, my waitress was the goddamn best, I love her, I love this location, everything was wonderful, it was the greatest pancake experience I've ever had, but it was breakfast, meh, 4.
Yeah.
Fuck! You! Just take a whole fucking cactus, like the big ones that look like people in the cartoons, and just sit fucking down on it and sink to the hilt, you pile of shit. Like, really? It's not their fucking fault. You know, if you don't get that excited about breakfast, don't go have fucking breakfast. Or don't do the fucking survey. Like, I get that breakfast isn't as exciting as getting a rusty trombone from Emma Watson. I understand that. But it's not the waitress at Denny's fault that Emma Watson isn't rimming you, okay? Like, she can't control that. You can't control... You can't compare the two fucking things in the fucking survey.
If you could control it, you would.
Sure! Like, if Denny's had a dispenser that just dispensed celebrities that gave you rusty trombones and they refused to let you use it that day, give them a four, okay?
I feel like you should give them less than a four.
I feel like it really depends on the celebrity.
Like, Olivia Wilde's up next, and you're like, come on! And they're like, no, it's jammed. No!
Jay Leno comes on instead.
Hey, but no! No!
Oh, my God. Speaking of Jay Leno, I did just get done watching Ted 2.
Ted 2 is hilarious.
Ted 2 is actually better than I thought it would be.
That is my review of Ted 2 as well. Better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Ted was better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. So I didn't see Ted 2, though.
Yeah. Ted 2 has got the best scene ever with Jay Leno.
Does he die?
Nope.
No, Ted 2 is worth watching. There are a lot of good quotes.
All right, I'll watch it.
Okay,
is it on Netflix?
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it. It's on HBO right now.
I have the HBO thing because that's how I watch John Oliver.
I don't have HBO now, sadly.
So
I forgot to cancel it after Game of Thrones ran out.
There's this kind of little meta thing that this will make you want to watch it. It has Michael Dorn.
Sure.
And Patrick Warburton.
Yeah.
I don't know who those people are.
Worf and Cuddy.
Yeah.
Putty.
Cuddy, yeah, I said Cuddy. I was thinking
Worf
the house.
Is from Star Trek.
Yeah,
yes.
Putty is from. Let's see, the Tick, live action Tick.
Okay.
Kronk. By the way, they should do a live action Emperor's New Groove because all of those people could just play themselves.
But anyway,
like Eartha Kitt looks like Yzma, and Patrick Warburton looks like Kronk.
Is she still alive?
Yeah.
So let me finish this here. So it's Michael Dorn,
sure.
And Patrick Warburton,
sure.
Playing themselves, going to Comic-Con dressed as Worf and the Tick.
Nice.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It probably is, like, seriously, one of the best parts of the film.
There are so many best parts of the film. There's a hilarious song they sing for no reason at some point.
I really want to watch it. I just haven't seen it.
They really up their fuck you thunder. whatever. I forget how they do it, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
All right, I'll go give it a shot.
Yeah.
See, because, like, the first one... I was surprised. I thought the first one would be terrible.
Tom Brady's in it, which is why I want to see it.
No, you don't want to see it.
I do.
No, that's hilarious.
It's a beautiful... Through the perfect spiral.
That was in the commercials. I don't actually know the bit, but...
You don't want to know the bit.
It's funny.
Tom Brady sucks.
When the shell falls.
False. Tom Brady's amazing.
Oh, God.
If it was better, he wouldn't have to cheat.
He doesn't cheat.
Well, then how come he was not playing the last... You know, few
games. Because they claimed he knew something that they had no evidence of.
He admitted to it.
He did not.
Sure, he didn't.
He didn't.
Didn't he, like, talk to his, like, therapist? He talked to somebody about it, like, the thing and stuff. I know, he's a fucking cheater. They're all cheaters.
You're talking to somebody who is oblivious to anything that could possibly happen to the Patriots. Like, the Patriots could be proven completely guilty in a lot of
like
things.
Like they were.
Jeremy would be like, nope.
It worked.
That is how you argue.
Boobies.
Okay, well, it gets less funny if you guys, like, overuse it.
All right.
I mean, that's just a chuckle. It's not like... I mean, come on, you guys.
So that's when the ATC is going to be in...
Boo-boo BBs?
In February.
Boo-boo BBs.
Zavity.
Rumble.
We're supposed to talk about Boomkin Erotica. I don't know what Boomkin is.
No.
What's Boomkin?
Well, I know what Boomkin are. Boomkin are the... druids in World of Warcraft, the ones that turn into the owlbears.
Okay.
And so yeah.
I'm digging it.
Yeah. No, there's supposedly some erotica that the...
There's erotica of everything.
Yes. Yeah. There's a rule 94 for... Or 34.
34, yeah.
94 is really crazy. You don't want to go into rule 94.
60 worse.
Yeah. But yeah, there's...
Rule 103 is online porn where they only do oral sex on each other.
Oh, Jesus. I overheard the gals because I was downstairs playing Fallout, and Aaron was there, so I didn't want to be rude to Aaron. So I played the game with only one earpiece in. I just completely ignored Aaron anyway. But I still overheard the gals talk about there's like a 56 chapter of Moomkin. Boomkin.
Are they Boomkin? Are they Explode?
Or that was some Harry Potter erotica that they were talking about. It's something that's 56 chapters.
One time at work, a little old lady, like, I think Septuagenarian came in, and she was just printing reams and reams of Harry Potter erotica from the internet.
What? Well, yeah. She likes to read it on paper as opposed to screen. And
that is 100% true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My guess is she doesn't... It's probably harder for her to masturbate with her computer as opposed to with paper, because this was definitely... I only caught a couple of them as I was helping her print. Like, there was definitely, like, a Hermione Draco stories, and yeah. Well, that shit got violent.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Well, no, they both enjoyed it being violent. No.
Apple.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was awkward. It was just printing porn for a little... Harry Potter porn for a grandma.
Lady. Yikes.
I remember working tech support and like having old people call me like, I can't get on to my porn. They don't care. They're
honest. Don't care.
Yeah. I can't get to my porn. Help.
Well, we had, not with this company, but the previous company, we had a guy, we had to remove like 4 fucking viruses from his computer. Because every month he'd come back and he had viruses. And so we finally printed and laminated and taped to the side of his computer a list of safe porn sites. Like, you can go to Pornhub, you'll be fine. You could go, like, but do not go to where you're going.
You're going to the dark porn sites. Yeah. Do that.
And that's just awkward.
Were you being so helpful?
We were definitely being helpful.
Did he give you a 4 rating for going above and beyond?
Yeah. It's just porn. It's just porn.
Zappity.
Grumble.
What? Like, so, like, are they in owlbear form?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, owlbears have beaks? Or is the head's a bear or the body's a bear? They have owl wings, don't they? But with bear claws? Wait, how do they have...
They're more like owls.
Yeah, no, so they got wings with... Okay, so they do have beaks. Okay.
I'm not sure where they put this thing.
Right, like, oral sex has to be dangerous.
Well, not
do
if
not
you just
look
stick
this
your
up right
out.
Now, Andy. My God, do
like
not
all
look
you have
this
to
up.
Do is, it doesn't have to be super dangerous, right? Because you can be gentle, and then you just have to have a tongue.
So
you can't suck because you don't have lips to suck with.
Right. So so fellatio is going to be difficult because I'm not putting my dick inside of, you know, gardening shears, basically.
Well, no, it would be different. It wouldn't be like how you think of it. It would just be like, it would be tantalizing, and then you would finish
some other
way. I would just
rest my penis in the razor-sharp hinged bowls of death.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do that. Because, look, they got claws, too, so they can't actually give you, like, a hand job, right?
Right. Like, there's not a lot of places. Like, there's a cloaca, but that gets boring.
No, so you can just get the tongue to get you going.
Right.
And then you have to come up with other friction things.
So it's a lot of feather-related things.
To get you finished. Either that or it's all mental and just very light touches.
Are they psychic?
And flicks.
What kind of spells do they have? Can they use, like, telekinesis or something?
No.
They don't have, like, telekinesis spells? Okay. I also worry about cunnilingus.
With the
beak. Because of the beak is really my...
The beak is really terrifying.
The beak's the problem here. Like,
well, you can also keep the beak... closed, and then...
And just use it like a dildo, basically?
Well, I don't know how sharp this would be, but you could
use
the
top. Owl beaks are pretty.
But you could use the top.
Just kind of as a rubbing surface. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with this. I'd fuck an owlbear.
You just gotta walk through it. There's a solution.
So we come across with being pro Boomkin erotica. That's where I come down.
Zappity.
Rumble. I don't know how I actually feel about it, just because, I mean, it is an animal.
What's next?
Rumble.
No, they're not an animal. It's a person that turns into this form.
Oh.
You're not, no. I would not actually fuck an owlbear. Let's be clear here.
You will fuck a person.
I will fuck a person in owlbear form. There's a huge difference.
Is there?
Owlbears can't consent. I need the sentience.
Hold on. Humans can't be druids in World of Warcraft.
Are they like elves race. Or something? It's a sentient race.
The elves can be. The taurens can be.
Taurens aren't really sentient.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm racist against taurens.
Shots fired.
You want to share my mic?
Oh, my goodness.
But no, yeah, I would not fuck an owlbear, but I would fuck an elf in owlbear form.
Oh, an elephant in owlbear form?
Sure, that too. They're smart enough. Elephants are basically sentient.
Elephants get really sad when the elephant buddies die.
Yeah. The capability of mourning is where I draw the line at the ability to consent with intercourse.
So that they can mourn their decisions?
Do they
mourn with a dog?
Do they mourn their dead? If yes, they're smart enough to seduce.
So you would fuck a dog.
Depends on the dog.
He's not allowed to hang out with Malcolm and Arya anymore.
It's like he's got the dog that gets into
has to kill one of their loved ones and watch their reaction. And if they're not sad, I'm like, well, you missed your chance, Sparky.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, Zappity Grumble.
I already said Grumble several times.
Sorry, yeah, but then you tried to claim I was having sex with an actual owlbear, and I wasn't going to let that be on the record.
I wasn't claiming that. I just thought that's what we were talking about.
No.
And so I was just confused. No. I misunderstood the premise, so I apologize.
Well, forgiven.
Thank you.
Boobies.
Lost all charm.
You've ruined it.
I've broken her.
Favorite single-player board game.
Single player?
Yep.
Mage Knight, probably.
Yeah, it's got to be Mage Knight.
Chainsaw Warrior. I like Chainsaw Warrior.
Ingenious is good if you like something more like abstract puzzle-y.
Trying to think if there are any other games I even
can
play
you,
single player.
Can you count apps where you only have to have you, but there are technically other players?
No, those are multiplayer.
That'd be an actual board game.
Agricola actually has a very fun single player mode.
I've heard Agricola has a single player mode, but the problem is it's Agricola, and it would make me want to kill myself.
Well, single player makes it okay.
Does it?
Yeah, so we get Jeremy to play Agricola.
I've played Agricola.
Solo.
I wish Caverna's single player mode was better, but Mage Knight
Caverna
is
has a single player mode?
Yeah.
Well, Caverna is basically Agricola.
I understand it's basically Agricola, but they got rid of all the terrible things, and if Agricola single player is only okay, then maybe they got rid of it.
But, fair.
Anyway. I like Spider Solitaire.
Rumble.
Thoughts on the tiny epic
free sell more.
Game line?
I've played a little bit. There are like Tiny Epic Western, Tiny Epic Space, Tiny Epic Kingdoms, Tiny Epic...
Tiny Epic Galaxies I played and liked a lot. There's Kingdoms I didn't like as much, but I think that the...
The game.
The not exclusive. It's not part of the game. Weird race that I played.
Yes.
The alternate, whatever you want to call it.
I tore that up as soon as the game was over.
Did you actually destroy that card?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that I wouldn't have destroyed it, but I would have never played with it again.
No. I didn't want it to exist. If I got rid of the game, the person was going to get it.
Wasn't it couldn't even sold it? Like a Kickstarter exclusive or something?
It was irrelevant. It existed, and it needed to stop existing.
It did ruin the game.
There was a quest from...
Waterdeep, when I tore
Waterdeep that you just, tore up. In front of somebody, and they had, like, their face...
I put a truck as Charlie played at me. I picked up my tore in half.
War Machine Weekend.
The room shut down, and everyone just looked at me. DC turned around, like, what the fuck's happening here?
He could feel a trembling in the forest,
Charlie
like a million
Charlie didn't know what to do. And I was like, I just looked at that card.
My favorite another Brian incident is when you ate the magic card.
Sometimes you just gotta put shit down.
I don't remember what it was about exactly, but I just remember Brian tearing up and eating a magic card in front of somebody.
That sounds like Brian.
I'd intimidate the person.
I think it was actually a good card.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
If it was a chaotic orb, could he have like pooped it out later and would it have still destroyed
however it landed?
Things from play?
Yeah, and then throw your poop in the air. Make sure it flips at least once in the air, and then if it hits stuff, it dies. Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Zappity.
Crumble.
Favorite
bad joke?
Dad joke.
Dad joke.
Does that count as a dad joke?
Boobies definitely counts as
a
dad
joke. Yeah, I feel
like
it does.
That's my favorite one then.
Yeah, I don't.
Jeremy's kind of
I can't think of one right now.
Every single Carl joke.
Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Oh, Carl and...
Coral.
Every Coral joke.
Oh, Coral joke, yes.
Every Coral joke is my favorite
Another box
joke.
Coral.
Yeah, those are... That
I
is...
read 7,000 of them. They're all my favorite.
I took the 10 best of those, and I entered them in a competition, hoping that I would win, but no pun intended. Right? See, that's meta, because it's a pun about puns.
Zappity Grumble. Are there any wargaming communities more salty than the War Machine community?
I'm gonna guess Magic, right?
That's well, there game. Should be. I look at other games, and I'm like, how the fuck aren't you salty?
Well, there are some communities that aren't salty because there's like massive prize support, and that buys you a lot in some communities. Like I've watched at other game at game stores, both here and other places where I've lived, where there are these games that I like. I look at the game, I look at the premise of the game, it's just a bad game. But you can get $100 in prize support, and four different people can all win that. It's like, oh, well, okay.
Also, some games, War Machine, for Mark II especially, for a long time, was very tight on everything. It was meant to be very efficient, and a lot of games don't strive to be that
correct
level. So people don't complain as much because the game itself isn't trying to beat it.
If
that
it's
level.
Designed to be a beer and pretzels game, or just designed to be like a cat, like a lot of those historic war games you see are just kind of like they're just.
The Marvel when Sigmar came out, there were videos of people lighting all their fantasy stuff on fire.
Somebody that was a part of that community, there was still a lot of consistent saltiness going from the editions of Warhammer. Warhammer Fantasy, that is.
I think Warhammer actually has more saltiness than a lot of communities that I see.
Can I make a quick aside and then continue this discussion? I talked about bestiality, and Tort said, ha, 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 best discussion ever. I tell a fucking pun, and he says, no, Nathan, just no.
He's right.
Like, I think his...
no one in this room appreciated your pun.
Is it bestiality if it's just the form?
No, the point
it's like
is,
wearing
no,
a suit.
The point is none of us appreciated your joke, including Tort.
Fine. Go on with your discussion.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
I have something to add to the discussion.
Oh, boy.
I'm ignoring you. God.
No, with the saltiness.
No. With the saltiness thing, here's the thing. The first year or so that you do anything, the first time, or the first year you're at a new job, first year you're at a new school, like, nobody tells you all the shitty stuff that's going on, and everything is really positive, and it's really exciting, and everything's new, and you're willing to forgive a lot of things. And the longer you're in a community, the more of this crap comes up and you see it, and so it looks like other communities don't have as much saltiness because you're not an integral part of that community. You don't see it every day.
That could be true.
Because
most organizations, whether it be work or social organizations or whatever that I've belonged to for several years, like, after a while, you start to see all the saltiness. Like, it's possible, like, outside of some rare instances like the Scorn Meme Facebook group, like, if you're just a casual player of War Machine that's been playing for less than a year, you probably don't see much saltiness.
Yeah. I mean, like,
where would you?
I mean, the only time you really see it, for at least our community, is generally them reacting to what they saw online.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, when they're playing games at the game store, everyone's having fun when you stop talking about how mad people are online. There's no actual complaining going on. People are down there having actual fun.
Yeah.
It's just when you start talking about, oh, people, so-and-so online said something. Well, I mean, that doesn't even matter because people are actually having fun right here and playing.
I mean, there are a few exceptions. Like, there are a couple of lists that I've already seen at our local game store that make me want to take either the person or their models and light them on fire. And it's unfortunate that those exist in Mark III, and I think that hopefully some of those will be changed when the changes come out for the errata. But for the most part, 95% of the games that I see and have played, everyone's having fun.
Yeah, no, people have fun playing it. It's when they're not playing it that they get salty.
It does seem to be that way.
Well, negative spreads a lot faster than positivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
sadly true.
In this day and age, it's people seem to really latch on to that negativity as well.
Yeah. I think that's the internet. It's because it's easy to read everything as anger if you're already feeling a little bit off and you don't have that face-to-face conversation.
Yep.
Bear.
Fair.
Grumble.
Are we done with those things now?
Yeah, I threw my phone down. So yeah.
All right.
With those recommendations.
Okay. No spoiler recommendations, please. Because I know somebody might recommend something that I have yet to watch yet.
Okay.
Into the new owlbear porn?
No. No, Luke Cage.
Spoiler, they fuck each other.
Son of a bitch!
With
not
their
this
beaks.
One.
That's why he's cross-eyed.
This one's mine. That's not cross-eyed.
It's fish eye. It's walleyed.
Walleyed.
Which I don't know if it's a reference to the fish or because they literally look at two different walls. I've never figured that out.
I really love. Who's it? John. What's his name? From. He was in. Never mind. I forgot what it
no,
was.
No, go on.
No, he was in Hot Shots.
Yeah.
It was Washout.
Leguizamo?
I can't remember. It's not John Leguizamo.
Cusack?
No, it was the guy who plays.
Madden?
No.
Snow?
Somebody help me. Please. John...
Goodman?
Cryer.
Goodman?
Cryer.
No, Goodman.
No, it was John Cryer. He played the guy with the wash with the huge glasses.
Okay.
He was the guy who couldn't see anything.
Sure.
They ended up killing off one of the other guys in Hot Shots, which is an amazing movie, by the way.
Okay.
Is that your recommendation?
No.
High five.
Okay.
All right.
But he had Walleye Vision.
It's happening.
Afraid not.
Glenn, literally, what I was doing with my phone a minute ago is Glenn texting me, be like, "Hey, are you actually? Do we have a problem? I don't know what's happening." Like, he doesn't know what this "afraid not" thing is because he's honestly forgotten about it.
It's because it's such an insignificant part of his life.
I just said to him it was Tuesday.
Yeah. It's changed your life.
He came in, he said something, somebody got angry, and his life continued.
That's true. To be fair, a day where Nathan got angry, this was a while back, and the day when Nathan got angry was nothing to write home about at that point in time. You've gotten much better about that.
Or have you been acclimated to it?
Yeah. I think it's the first.
Good times.
I'm like the frog in the pot.
You know the thing that people forget about that experiment? Okay, so name the thing with the frog in the pot.
I thought it was just like an old saying, like an Aesop's fable.
They actually did tests.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know
where
that.
They put frogs in pots of water, and they turned the heat up, and the water got hotter and hotter, and the frogs never jumped out because the water was cold when they got in it, sure. And they boiled. Yeah, they lobotomized them first. Like, it seems like that's going to fuck with your results.
Like cheating.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a... Where's the control group?
Is there a non-lobotomized control group?
I believe the control group all jumped out of the goddamn water.
Well, were they lobotomized... Like, if they lobotomized the control group and just stuck them in hot water, what did they do? Because I feel like they would also...
They also just died. The non-lobotomized frogs that started in cold water jumped out of the water when it got warm.
Go figure.
Anywho. I recommend Survivor because we're watching it for the first time this year with Brian on Competitive, and Jeremy's one of his picks got voted out in the second week, and it was real funny.
Yeah. So the competition is we each pick two contestants, and whoever goes the furthest, I don't even think we decided what you win.
Well, Brian will get some grenadine, I'll get some wine, and you'll get a pat on the back.
I'm unlikely to win, apparently. So anyway, but already in 2 weeks, they voted out two people, and one of them was one of my two people. I basically picked Diva. Like, there's a person on the show who's basically Diva, and I picked her, and she got voted out. It's very sad. Anyway,
so that's
your recommendation?
Well, I mean, if you're playing it with people. Because I watch Big Brother, too, so everyone's opinion of me just got, like, went way down. And I'm okay with it.
Survivor's amazing. It's okay.
It is fun.
The best reality TV is still
Review.
No, god damn it, Joe Schmo, the Joe Schmo Show. Yeah. That was still the best.
The one where they told him he was a millionaire.
No, that was Joe Millionaire. Joe Schmo Show was they thought it was Big Brother.
Okay.
But everybody except for one was an actor.
Right.
That guy thought he was on Big Brother, and it was really just
everyone
the him show
yeah.
where everything was rigged.
Oh, that's.
It was amazing.
There's only two seasons of it, though.
The second season was less amazing because they did it with two people, and one of them figured it out, like, on episode two. So they had to figure out how to make that person not ruin it for the other person, and it was just awkward. But the first season is my favorite season of reality TV ever.
I'm sure it's on something that I could just
stream. You might be able to find it, but it was amazing.
That is kind of cool. Do you have a recommendation?
Yes, my recommendation, and I promised Brian that he could use my actual slot because this hardly counts as a recommendation because it's difficult to take advantage of because it's a quarter of a century old television show that's not on DVD or Hulu or Netflix, so good luck. But I watched a couple episodes on YouTube, and Downtown, which was an MTV animated series in the early 90s, was really fucking good. It's a really great show.
Okay.
So watch MTV's Downtown if you can find it, which you probably can't.
Well, they could probably do the same thing you didn't find it on YouTube.
I only found, like, two episodes, and it was like, but whatever. Maybe you can find the rest of them. But it was really good.
It's like trying to find Herman's Head.
Yeah.
Which is impossible. Yeah. That show needs to be on DVD or Blu-ray.
The movie just
somewhere.
Came out.
Herman's Head? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Inside Out? Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Inside Out's really good. I have a couple recommendations.
Oh, god damn it.
My first recommendation is a video game called RimWorld. I think it's still in early access. RimWorld.
I haven't played it yet.
Yeah. No, I made a RimWorld joke in an unrelated place.
Okay.
Yes, it was earlier on. It's basically a game where you crash on a planet, you control three people, and you just have to kind of survive, and you build up. It's you have to like it's
sci-fi kind of colony sim. Why do I not know about this game?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of one of those games.
It was originally released on Linux.
Yeah, it's really cool though. Basically, you have to survive and mine and build resources, and your eventual plan is to get off the planet. It might still be an early release, but
it sounds like it is actually.
But it's on Steam.
It's surprisingly good. I usually avoid early releases, but all the reviews were just magnificent, and I kept reading like Rock Paper Shotgun is a PC game website.
Yeah,
and they do these diaries of games sometimes, and they're just really hilarious. And a guy did like a diary of of that game, and I finally broke down. I had to buy it because of it. I probably put it again 10-20 hours. I got like nowhere in the game because you can play it for millions of hours, but it's, you know, and it's kind of got those like generic graphics, like pixely graphics, but it's really cool because, I mean, it's,
I think, not, it's one of those early release games that's kind of 90% done enough, yeah, so it feels like a real game. Like how it was, like, I played Darkest Dungeons for 2 years and I forgot that it was early access until, yeah, they're like, hey, now we're coming out, and I'm like, oh, I, yeah, thought you were.
Exactly. And this one has been early access long enough that now the versions now are so close to release, right, that it's playing pretty well. And I actually watched a bunch of tutorials how to play, because some of the mechanics can be pretty crazy. But you build your world how you want to, and you have to like rappel against other invaders, and there's other factions to deal with, and there's all random events. Your people, you have to feed your people, you have to take care of them. They can die from all sorts of things, and it's very random. So that's my video game recommendation. My other recommendation I'm going to recommend is that other thing. Board game. I'm going to recommend it, but I'm not going to talk about it too much, is I've been playing Terraforming Mars. I showed the Shays how to play it. And
I went with minimal plants.
Yeah, there's no plant. The games I've played.
I don't know. Yeah. Like he recommended it, and so I went on Board Game Geek, and so I read one random thread, and it was some butthurt guy complaining that the game is broken because plants are too good.
I mean, plants are strong,
but you need plants.
I don't want context. Can
have it. Yeah,
but it's a neat game where you literally, obviously, you're terraforming the planet Mars, and it's a victory point game. But it's one of the multiple paths to victory type games, and mm-hmm. I always love games where you can go through. And there's a lot of different ways to play. There's like starting, you know, there's the regular game, there's the advanced game, and there's a little bit of drafting. It's very card focused because you're constantly drawing cards every turn, and you can have like your default, you know, you can do first turn, you can do eight or so actions, but then you can place blue cards, which give you more and more actions. So by turn, you know, 9 or 10, maybe you have all these blue cards. And now the things you do are so different than the person that next person can do because of the cards you played. And there's all these different ways to, like, you know, be the best corporation and be the one who controls Mars.
I have an etymology question. How specific to Earth is the phrase Terra? Like, if you took a planetoid, mm-hmm. like, let's say there's a planet that's almost like Earth, sure, and you started fucking with it to make it more like Mercury,
okay,
is it still terraforming, or is it Mercuforming?
No,
it'd
be Mercuforming.
Yeah.
Because you are...
So terraforming is specifically making more like the planet Earth?
Like Earth. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're playing...
Because Terra means Earth.
You have to...
And that's my point, but I didn't know if, yeah, maybe terraforming still, even though...
The problem is the word would have no context outside of terraforming, because why would we as people that can only survive on that planet...
Correct. So I'm just wondering if the word has just... If the word is officially generic. If the word terraform just simply means make a planet, change a planet to be more in a, like, hospitable or more like what you want it to be like, and not specifically more like Earth.
I would not be shocked if in sci-fi it gets used more generically. That would not surprise me. I'd have to go look for an example, though.
Yeah. I'm just curious what our actual...
But it's okay. I'm going to show you guys tomorrow how to play it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm going to bring it down next weekend.
Yep.
And my third mini recommendation is I've been playing the game Doom. The new Doom game. It's half off on Steam right now.
Did you find the old Doom in the new Doom?
No, I haven't. Okay. Well, it's amazing. It's a crazy shooter. It's an intense shooter because you can't really stop moving when you fight. Mm-hmm. You can't just stand. You're constantly running and moving. Standing still is death, which is kind of cool. And the way the monsters move is pretty intense. And you get your weapons. Then you get upgrades to make. You can unlock different parts of your weapons, and then you can like switch between the different parts of your weapons, and then you can customize those weapons, then you can customize you.
Are you getting like mauled by monsters while you're customizing?
And then you
can
custom, no, you can go in menus, and you can customize your armor as well. So you have all these like levels to the game of things you can do, and there's all these like hidden things to find, and the combat is pretty intense, which is really what makes it fun. But yeah, it's a pretty hectic ass game.
I'm
only like three or four hours into it, man, it's just intense.
I've heard nothing but good things about Doom, as in just being an action great first person action. I've heard good things about the online part of it, but just non-online.
Well, even single, like when you play the big thing when you play against players or AI, usually when you play against players, you can stand and against AI, you can stand and shoot against players, there's more movement. But this game, I feel like I'm more like I'm playing against players because I'm constantly having to stay in motion because I'm constantly having to rule.
It's like Doom.
Yeah.
It's like the original Doom, you didn't never stood around and just shot things. You were always running around corners, dodging bullets that were coming at you.
Yeah, it's insane. And the graphics are amazing, and the violence is epic. So that's all I have. I do have another 14 things to recommend, but I'll stop at that.
Okay.
I've had a productive week.
Apparently.
No, I'm supposed to recommend something here, too.
So is Katie, hypothetically.
I did.
She did.
Oh, Jeremy, I forgot.
She said Survivor. We started with her.
Yeah, you made a face.
You did make a face, but we started with her.
Didn't you recommend something, did you?
I have not yet.
You haven't? Go ahead.
So I'm actually going to recommend a show that may or may not wind up being good, but I've enjoyed it so far, called Bull. I think it's on CBS this season.
My mom likes it a lot.
It's the first season of Bull. And what
is
I like...
Is it Bull Shannon from Night Court? Because it would be an amazing show.
But
I'm with that.
But what I like about it is that it is a courtroom drama. So, like, if you like courtroom dramas, great. If you don't, you won't sure. like it.
It's good to have, like, so I it is thought. Night Court.
But there's a lot of the outside the courtroom drama mostly revolves around his organization, which is all basically all about jury tampering, which is hilarious to me. They don't actually tamper with the jury; they just find ways to predict what the jury will do legally. Which is an interesting concept, but what his organization reminds me of the most is if you ever watched the show Lie to Me, which I really enjoyed a lot. If you enjoyed Lie to Me, I feel like you'll probably enjoy Bull.
Is the main actor someone that's popular? We recognize him?
Yeah, he's from Law & Order. What's his name?
That one Law & Order show.
Yeah.
That only one
Law & Order show. There's only 700 people that have been on Law & Order.
Or the 75...
Law & Order shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Law & Order SUV. Which is my favorite. They just drive around all day.
They take kids to, you know, soccer practice.
Yeah.
Why is he not the top listed cast member? Michael Weatherly.
Okay.
He's the top listed.
No, not on the page I happen to go to. So, anyway, Michael Weatherly, who, I wasn't Law & Order, NCIS.
Okay, because I was like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
So,
I wish I did that one NCIS show.
I think it's all, like, Law & Order, basically.
Or NCIS, and I know both of them have, like, 14 shows. So
all I know about and Richard Belzer is in every show.
Bull, B-U-L-L.
No, he is.
No, that's me asking.
Don't tell me Bull. Richard Belzer, specifically as Detective Munch, is in like 9 different shows, and so that's why all shows are part of the Dying Kid universe. What was that kid's name?
I don't know.
It's the St. Elsewhere thing.
Oh yeah, I don't know St. Elsewhere.
But you know, I know the universe. Yeah, I forget the kid's name, but the universe is you know, like Timmy Smith's universe or whatever what his name is.
Anyway, there's a couple of episodes. The first episode, obviously the pilot, I feel like, yeah, it's a pilot. Some pilots are good, some aren't. But the second episode is out, and the second episode dealt with gender bias pretty heavily, and it was actually a very interesting episode that was like, it wasn't like heavy-handed one way or the other, which I thought was interesting. So, anyway, Bull.
You got one, Andy.
My recommendation is going to be something that it's probably going to draw a lot of controversy. I, oddly enough, liked the 2 episodes I've seen so far of Lethal Weapon.
Oh, my God.
Have you watched it?
I have not.
You should watch it before you give it a shot, because if you like the Lethal Weapon movies, just for the content of the characters and what they do, they hold fairly true to them. It's updated with modern things, well, but
obviously.
But
it's a prequel show, right? Like the
no,
it's a remake.
It's just Lethal Weapon 1.
It's just Lethal Weapon 1, the TV show.
It's a prequel where they don't actually meet each other, so it's much much boring.
Yes, yep.
But yeah, no, it's the guy who plays Riggs. You just explained to me that you're a big fan of Lethal Weapon.
You said Riggs.
No, I said Riggs.
I heard Riggs.
I heard Riggs and was like, you son of a bitch, it's Riggs.
It's Riggs. He said, whichever. Okay.
I may have.
As just, long as you know what it is.
I may have flubbed the word, but
either you said it right or my brain auto-corrected. I'm not sure which, because I heard Riggs, so.
My brain auto-corrected.
We'll go 2-2 and wasn't paying attention.
The only thing that I don't like about the show is that Murtaugh is
white. Damon Wayans
is a Wayans
and Damon Wayans
there
is,
are some funny Wayans
but yeah but he's Keenan Ivory
there's one the one that was a new girl was pretty great
it works it,
does it?
It works overall it still feels like if this was fleshed out into a 2-hour movie it would work as a movie
Tarsa
well it already did
no.
And he said, Tor believes me.
Okay.
Anyway, I will try to give it a shot. This is one of those things that my bar of expectation is very low, so maybe I'll enjoy it.
I rely on, that's a show that if it makes it a full season and gets renewed for a second season, I will watch
this
season 1.
This is Fox!
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, I know the new MacGyver guy has been getting terrible reviews.
I didn't think it was bad. I thought Bull was better, but I didn't mind the MacGyver
when
show.
Why do you watch all these shows?
I have 2 comments on TV shows.
I only like Lethal Weapon 5.
I will look into Lethal Weapon at some point. I really like 4.
If 5's, though, it's Sunny One. It was a joke.
No, that's
four is
six.
Good though.
Oh, is that six? I thought it was five.
No,
six.
Lethal Weapon 5 is always sunny.
I thought they had six.
Yeah, five is always sunny.
Five is always sunny because they never, yeah, because they basically said they'd never make another movie of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. Matt got hurt filming that, and they went to the emergency room, and he was still in blackface, and it was awkward.
The Good Place is my TV. I'm going to recommend The Good Place is my new TV show. It's Kristen Bell, so it's adorable.
I love that, yeah.
And she's accidentally in heaven, and it's pretty funny.
And what's his face?
Yep. It's got what's facing it.
Yeah.
Yep. He's pretty good. Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. That's yes. You knew who I meant.
Obviously, I did. Also,
I love Ted Danson. Bored to Death was a great show.
Bored to Death is amazing.
It was amazing.
Some episodes of that show are as funny as anything on TV.
Yes. Had Kate Micucci in it.
Season 2, episode 1 of Bored to Death has some of the most funny scenes. It's in my head. It's just like a standout episode.
Where's The Good Place? Where can I see it?
It's a good place. I think it's on Wednesday or Thursday. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
So if you have Hulu, there's four episodes on.
Same as Lethal Weapon.
Oh, is that Hulu?
That should be on Hulu.
It's a Fox show.
I haven't seen it.
Is coming out. Has in that second season too.
Who Done It?
Yeah, with Lea Michele, the girl from Glee, the devil.
Scream Queens is back.
Yes, I'm excited about Scream Queens. It's already two or three episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Episodes I haven't though. Watched
the show. Is still as awful as season one, and I still love it as much as I did season one.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah, I only watched the first episode of this season so far, but yeah.
It gets better because they bring back some of the characters that you need to be around.
Who's your cut?
I'll always love Scream Queens for the phrase "the ghost of dead gay Boone" because the ghost of dead gay Boone is one of my favorite characters ever. There's just so many adjectives there.
Last Man on Earth is back. Show still amazing.
That show is amazing.
That show is amazing. I haven't seen that one this season yet either. Because so there are some shows I watch with Katie, and so those I've had trouble keeping up on. And then there are shows I watch at work, and those I've been able to watch.
You're not supposed to be watching shows at work, dickhole. You're supposed to be talking about how we played a game with the War Machines.
What?
I am supposed to do that also. That's true.
All right.
We're rambling. Out of control. Nosedive.
All right. Thank you, folks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.